Blog Talk Radio.
You know I love you, right? Love you too. Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. Wanna be with my baby.
Yes. It's here built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
This is K.L. Bethlehem, and you're listening to Reality and Relationships, so it must be Thursday night. Well, I'm flying solo tonight. Yeah, the wife is out doing the business thing. She had a business dinner today, tonight, and so I'm going to be doing this all by myself. But listen, I'm not going to be alone, because I had a feeling that this one of these days might come up, so we put some plans in place. But actually, we planned for this night for some time. So, with April being Poetry Month, and everybody knowing that Tiffany and I set up our own publishing company called Braven Publishing, we've been talking every day, and pretty much since the book came out, about wordplay too. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to dedicate tonight's show to Poetry Month, and I'm going to be bringing on throughout the night the 13 contributors of Wordplay 2, The Foundation of Soul. Now, I'm not sure how many I'm going to call in. I'm hoping all 13 call in, but I will rock with whoever does, because I want you to learn who these individuals are that are part of this book. I want you to hear from them directly, because I can tell you it's a good book all day, and you'll say, okay, Kayla, you're the publisher. You're only saying that because you want people to buy the book. See, you can create a book with the hope of making a lot of money, or you can create a book with the hope that when someone picks it up, they're touched or they're moved. But one of the things that I learned a long time ago is I don't put anything out into the world that I don't think can help someone or lift their spirits or anything of that nature. I try to put out positive things. Well, the 13 members of this book were assembled with the idea of creating something positive. So as we get into the night and you get to meet some of these individuals, and I'll tell you just who they are. You have Brother Shamsil Phillips, Ayana Mele, Sister Kizzy Hogan, Brother Mark Lacey, Brother Leroy, the real poet at heart, Brother Damian Faith Walker Brown, Sister Cashmere, Brother Terrell K. Mercer, Brother Charles Zion Roseboro, Brother Jeffrey Perry, Sister Elise Gabriel, Sister Nana Buchanan, and Sister Crystal Center Brown. Now, you may know some of them names, and some you may not. Before we get to the end of the night, you're going to understand why Wordplay 2 should be in your collection, whether you're a poetry fan or not. Excuse me. And I'm going to tell you something about poetry with it being Poetry Month. Many of you may know, and if you don't, yes, I'm a poet also. I am in the original Wordplay. And this series, the Wordplay series, was created to give voice to poets that some know and some don't. Because my first book created with Raven Publishing was called A Man in Transition. And it was a poetry book. And I was not going to put the book out to the world, but my lovely wife, Tiffany, said, you need to show the world the type of poetry that you write me. Now, if many of you don't know, let me explain it to you. I used to be an erotic poet. I used to do erotic works. I used to do erotic poetry, erotic stories, because panties was all I was about. And when I changed my life and got saved and gave my life to the Lord, I felt that I couldn't put out that type of work any longer. Now, I'm not knocking it. If that's what you do, if that's what you create, do what you got to do. It's a free world, and you can do whatever you want to do. I just felt for me, it wasn't something I could put out to the world. So I decided that I wasn't really going to do poetry anymore once I changed my life. But my wife and fellas that are listening, listen to your wives. Listen to your significant other. Listen to your girlfriends, because they have an innate ability to see a part of you that you can't see. If you trust them enough, listen to them. And what you'll start to notice is great things are going to happen. So I researched the business, and I put my poetry out to the world. And it was received quite well. And that led me to creating Brave and Publishing. So to fast forward, when we created the Wordplay series, it was a yearly series designed to highlight poetry. Because I'm a believer that poetry is a forgotten genre for folks of color. It was something that we used to dominate. It was something that we used to express ourselves. Langston Hughes is still one of the greatest all-time selling poets ever. But you ask kids today who Langston Hughes is, they have no idea. Poetry is something that's easy to write, but hard to master. It also tells tremendous stories. It invokes incredible inspiration and incredible emotion. And now, my hope before the end of tonight is that you'll actually step back and say, wow, you know, I never really considered poetry that way. So we're going to also, when we bring on the poets, we're going to ask them to talk about who they are, talk about what their relationship with this whole poetry trek has been as a member of Wordplay 2, because he wanted to see what that was like from the time that they got the phone call from me to the time that they held the books in their hands. Then we're going to ask them to pick a piece from the book, and you can take a listen for yourself. So I want you to sit back, enjoy yourself. We're going to have some fun. But before we do that, you know, Tiff and I always try to catch up on the week, catch up on something. I do want to bring something to the table that was in the news early this week. And it was the father who was brought up on child abuse charges for the video of him whipping his two daughters. And we wouldn't be a relationship show if we failed to mention that. And Tiff and I will probably talk about that again in terms of discipline. So I don't really want to change the flow of the show too much, but I do want to bring this to the table. I am torn. I am torn as an educator. I'm torn as a father. When I first saw the video, I thought to myself, Pops, you're going kind of hard on your daughters, man. I mean, he was giving them the business, and I remember whippings like that. And if you haven't seen the video, just simply put in father beats daughters twerking or whatever. It'll come up, trust me. It went viral. And so I watched the video a couple of times, and I wasn't, like I said, I'm torn because the way he was tearing that behind up, I was like, wow, what did they do? So a part of me was like, see, now that's just ridiculous. You know, he should be brought up on charges. That's how I felt initially. But then when I started to dig a little deeper, do a little more research, and find out that these young ladies were doing a twerking video, and I believe in church, something that was just very disrespectful, the pendulum swung back to neutral again. Because I was like, at what point do we draw the line with our children? And is a spanking, a whipping, is it that bad? And like I said, I'm torn because as an educator, I'm mandated to report any type of abuse. So if those two young ladies have walked into my class and told me that they got beat with the cord from a video game, I have to report that. But then if I find out what they were doing before their father found out, as a father, I'm kind of like, yo, if you had lost your mind like that, I don't know, maybe I'd be brought up on charges too, so I don't know. So Tim and I are going to talk about that in the future. And my hope is that we can come to some type of understanding of our beatings just, is it cavemanish? And I know that's not a word, but that's how I was feeling. Is it obsolete, or is it something that's just forgotten? And so that's why some of our kids are out of control. So just think about it. But we're gonna bypass that. I know I'm sounding like my wife, right? I always get on my wife every Thursday about stories that bring the mold down. But, you know, it's just the news is not really that exciting anymore. But I have to give a shout-out to the Louisville basketball team. They won the national championship. And shout-out to the Connecticut. There we go. And the Connecticut Huskies women. Shout-out to them. Can we get a round of applause for the Connecticut Huskies? So the Big East brought home both crowns. And, you know, everyone was pulling for Louisville, of course, after Brother Kevin Ware broke his leg and they showed that horrific video. So I'm happy for him. I'm just hoping the brother heals up and is able to return to play, because if he's unable to play, I'm not sure how long Louisville will hold on to him and keep his scholarship going. So I'm hoping that brother heals up and is able to play, because the NCAA is one of the nastiest organizations that has ever lived. And if you get hurt or you're unable to play, they will snatch your scholarship back like you stole it. So I hope all these brothers are taking advantage of the free ride and getting the education, even if they don't go to the pros. Get that $80,000, $100,000 education. Get that degree. So this way, once it's done, you have something to definitely use to become a viable person out here in the world. Now, if any of the poets are online and you have called in, feel free to press 1. Introduce yourself. Please let the host know that you are one of the poets and that you're looking to come on tonight. What we're going to do is, I know a lot of folks like to call in, so we may not be taking as many calls tonight because I got a lot of poets that are going to be calling in. So we want you just to stay tuned, but I'll make announcements when we're going to be taking the open lines, when the lines are going to be open. But if any of the poets are on right now, it's 8:15, so we're going to get this started. Let's start to meet some of you. Do we have any of the poets on the line right now? Just hit 1. and the host will let me know that you guys is here ready to go. And so in that time, again, I'm going to thank everybody. You're listening to Reality and Relationships every Thursday night from 8 to 10 if you're listening from your computer, or you can call in from your phone, which is 646-200-3838. Please make sure that you tell a friend you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, which is at the same station, same call-in number every night except for Saturday. 6 great weeks of radio, a little something for everybody. Just go by the blogtalkradio.com, plug in GQ Palace, and you'll see the lineup of radio shows. You can definitely take a listen. The archive shows are there. If you want to listen to past shows from Tiff and I, just simply go back and look for Reality and Relationships and click on any of our old shows. I also place our old shows on our Making Marriage Cool Again blog. And so this way you have a chance to listen to them there. Remember, guys, hit number one if you want to come in and talk to the host, if you have a question or you want to say anything. So, again, this is KL Belvin. I'm going to be manning the ship tonight. My lovely wife is out. She's going to bring me something to eat later, too. I don't get a chance to eat before the show. I'll get this. Awesome. Now, Wordplay 2. Let's talk about that. Oh, man. Solid book. 270 pages of outstanding talent. Now, the book has special design. Now, let me fill you in on the Wordplay design. One of the things that I wanted to do with the Wordplay series is I wanted to make sure that every cover that we create has the poets that are in the book, their names are on the cover. So if you look at the first Wordplay, you'll see that it has 11 pens or markers, and on each marker is the name of each poet. Of course, my name is one of them. And on book two, Wordplay 2, Foundations of the Soul, it's a tree, solid-looking tree, and there's large leaves on the outside of the tree, and each poet's name is on the leaf, and it's on a landing overlooking some water. Very serene and very simplistic. The reason why I created the cover that way is that I wanted something that spoke to folks in terms of the aesthetics, but wasn't overbearing. I don't believe a book cover should beat you in the head. I don't believe a book cover should be so racy that you're almost getting drunk as you look on it. You will never see any naked women, no body parts, none of that stuff on a Braven Publishing cover, because we are a faith-based company, and so we're not going to create or support anything that's opposite our faith. We have a caller on the line. We'll take a caller now while we're waiting for the poet to call. Who do we have on the line right now?
Evening, Sequility. Yeah.
Sequility, how are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. I was listening to what you were saying, and I'm not a poet, but, you know, you have your own philosophies in life. And when you talk about the community breaking down and children and families, husbands, it's for a multiplicity of things. And the breakdown is in not keeping it 100. People are censored on everything they're saying before they get their thoughts together, every little word, and downgraded for anything they're saying. You have to keep it 100 with people. You can't censor everything and expect progress. And as far as the community, I mean, everyone wants a decent man, a decent woman. But people from different cultures have a different swagger. And that's just the reality of it. We come from a different background. And they're trying to, it seems like, melt down the swagger, put everybody in a little fishbowl, make everybody the same. I like all different cultures. I want to embrace all different cultures. But my background comes from a swagger of men. You know, it's almost like they have to smile and act silly and, you know, be like everybody else or the mainstream in order to survive. And that's, and it's breaking down our community because people are getting confounded, confused. You can't say anything. Everybody's working and grinding. you don't even have a quality of life. How are children going to thrive? How are people going to thrive?
I think people are going to thrive simply by looking at the world openly. I think all you have to do is keep the chairs at the table empty and allow people to sit down and have good dialogue, and things will always progress. Now, there's always going to be confusion. There's always going to be disagreements. But I think at the end of the day, as long as folks have the opportunity to have open dialogue with each other, there's always room for progression.
I don't see the progression yet.
I can respect that, but I believe it's there because we see it daily. Amongst all the negatives that are out there, we've grown in a lot of areas. But I don't mean to cut you off, because one of the things that we do, we have the poets on the line, so we're going to switch this back to what we're going to try to do tonight. So if you can hold on, you might be able to get back in later, because we're going to move to the poets as they're calling in, because we have a whole lot of them that are going to be on, okay?
Sounds good, and I'll be right here.
Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Now, I see that we have one of the poets on the line, the lovely Elise Gabriel. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. How are you?
Hey, sister. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. You sound great on the radio, KL. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get my Barry White thing on right now.
Well, you got it. You got it going on, honey.
Thank you so much. Elise, I know who you are, but why don't you introduce yourself to all our listeners so they can learn exactly who you are?
Okay, great. My name is Elise Gabrielle. I am an author and I am a publisher. My publishing company is Peace in the Storm Publishing, and we currently have 10 active authors on the roster. I publish in many genres, including self-help and inspirational, Christian fiction, street fiction, erotica, and romance. I've been writing since the age of 8, so it's about 30 years now, and I'm happy to be a part of Wordplay 2, the foundation, and so I'm very excited about it.
Excellent, excellent. Now, let me share some things with the folks listening. 2008, I saw an advertisement for an upcoming anthology. And I said, you know what, I don't know if I can write fiction. I had wrote poetry and I had dabbled with some things. I said, I'm going to take a chance, and I'm going to submit something and see if I can actually get this writing thing going, since people told me I had a halfway decent pen. I said, well, the only way to find out if it's going to work, let me see. So I applied for a position as a contributor to the book. And what was that book called, Elise?
The Soul of a Man.
The Soul of a Man, 2009 Anthology of the Year. It won an award. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Gabriel keeps it very real. Originally, when she got my work, she said, "Gail, I'm not really sure where you were going with this story, but I can see it. We just got to clean it up a little bit." And I was like, at first, I was a little hurt, like, okay, she just blew me up. But then I stopped and said, wait a minute. She didn't say she wasn't going to use it. She just said, we got to clean it up a little bit. So after we shaped it up and fixed it up, she actually accepted the story and placed the story in this incredible book. And the brothers in that book, and actually one of the brothers that is in that book is actually in Wordplay 2, Mark Lacey. He may call in tonight, I'm not sure, but he is a brother that I had an opportunity to meet. Well, there was brothers in that book. We laid down some incredible stories, and to date, I still believe it's one of the best things that I have been a part of literary-wise, simply because I saw the reaction that people have when they read this book. So, Ms. Gabriel, let me say to you publicly, I know I've said it to you privately, but let me say it to you publicly, I appreciate you so much for giving me that writing opportunity that came to this book. I knew I had to ask you to be a part of it to return the favor.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, and I just want to go back and clarify. When we cleaned up that story together, that was me lifting my brother up and showing you so much respect and belief in your work. So, you know, don't take it as a blow at all. It was my respect and my admiration for you as a person and your character, and I needed the world to see that. But I had to make sure that we represented you properly, if that makes sense.
Thank you. Definitely. And, you know, and when you when you're a new author and you see the names that your name is lined up with, it actually pushes you to want to do more, because you actually see that your work can hold weight. And when people read the book and they say, well, I like your story and I like that story, that's one of the beauties that I think people miss with an anthology, is that you're getting multiple small stories in a larger book, but you're getting flavors. It's like being at a buffet. You don't know what to actually sample. So, Lisa, let me ask you this question. Take us through what the poetry journey was for you from the time I asked you to be a part of this to the time you actually held the book in your hand.
You know, it was really good for me, KL, and it was really cathartic because at the time I had been walking in the valley for the last 3 years with my mother's illness and my father's sickness and then my sister's death, and it was so much going on. And you know that writing is cathartic, and poetry especially. You know, we pour our hearts out on paper. Whatever is going on in our lives at the time is just a way of healing. And through our words, as we're healing others. So it was actually just a godsend that you asked me to be a part of it, and I agreed because it helped me to heal in so many ways. And so that part of the journey was really heaven sent for me. I enjoyed writing the poetry because I am a poet, but I'm not a spoken word artist, and they're two different things. So I looked at the people that were in this book, and I said, wow. You know, so many people look to me and say, okay, I want to be like you. I love your writing. But for me, I was able to look at some of these contributors and say, wow, I'm in the book with this person. Like Mark Lacey is a friend of mine almost 10 years now. We're dear friends, and we work together on a couple different things, or actually several. But he is a performer. So I said, you know, I'm going to be in the book with my brother, the performer, so I better make sure that whatever I write has to be on the level in which he would put out. It has to be quality. So, you know, when you're in these type of publications, you don't look at it, well, anybody in their right mind, we don't look at it as a competition. We look at it as, okay, if he's going to be at level 10, I got to be at level 10 to support him. We have to make this a collective body of work that our publisher, who is you, and each one of us as authors can be very proud of. So for me, it was both cathartic, it was very healing, but it was challenging because I got back to my poetry roots, and I knew I had to bring it because I knew that everyone else was going to bring it. So it was really good for me on so many levels.
Amen. You know, and that's interesting because I think one of the things I debated with was, do I search for talent that no one knows, or do I look for talent that people know, but then you risk, when you have talented folks who are already doing things, especially like yourself who's a publisher, you risk folks wanting to come into the kitchen and start adding different things to the overall meal when you've invited them to dinner. And I think one of the things that got me was because I had either met in spirit, in speaking, or physically, whichever way, everyone in this book I've had a chance to talk to or deal with in some form or fashion, I said, you know what, I'm going to trust where the Lord takes me with this. And I prayed about it because I don't do anything without praying. But then I said, you know what, I think I got the right folks, because some of the folks who either didn't respond or didn't give me a real direct answer, it kind of weeded itself out. Because certain folks, when I asked them, before the email, I think, before I could even, I hit send, before I even thought it got anywhere, the yes was on its way back. And other folks had called me right away. Are you sure? Yes, I'm okay. And the folks who didn't, I said, okay. And then as it started to take shape, I realized you're a publisher. But it gave you an opportunity to show a side that many folks might not have seen before. And that was something that I enjoyed. But then I also thought about the business aspect of it, is this is a woman who's not going to put out poor work. I knew the challenges of dealing with a collective, and I was ready for that. But I also felt I wasn't going to worry as much because I knew every person in this book was ultra professional, was smooth about how they go about their day-to-day business. And I think the book reflects that because you can look at the level and the quality of the poems. I didn't get a chance to really sit down and look at all you guys' work until we were arranging the book. And this is why I love my wife dearly and I trust my wife dearly. I didn't meddle. I said, honey, you set it up any way that you want, because I trust her opinion in that. So when she was done, and I started looking at the lineup, and I started reading the way the works kind of flowed together, y'all came up with some real interesting things. So with that said, you have something that you'd like to read for everybody, Lisa? Have you got something from the book?
Sure, I can read. Let me see here. I can read. Well, what do you feel like hearing, KL? You want? I can do For All We Know. That's kind of inspiring. I can do something sexy.
You know what, sister? I'm going to tell you like this, because you know I love you as a person, love you as a sister, love you as a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I want you to pick the piece for me that you feel goes with those lovely pictures that you put out. Now, guys, let me tell you something. I've been trying to get this woman to model.
Oh, no, you're not going to embarrass me.
I'm put on the spot now. I'm going to make her blush right now because I got her on public air now. So I have been trying to get this woman to commit to modeling because she is gorgeous. Now, I'm a married man, so y'all can say what y'all want. I'm on my school. I say whatever. Because she has a quality that comes through when she takes pictures. And then when you match that with what she is as a businesswoman and at who she is as a person, I believe that so many people would benefit from seeing that side of her the same way that they're benefiting from her as the writer and as the publisher. So I'm going to say to you, choose any piece that you feel reflects that you that we see in those pictures in the social networks.
Oh, you are so wrong for that, but okay, let me get my composure for putting me on the spot, and I owe you one.
Thank you. No problem.
This piece here, let me see what category it's in. I love how you broke down the book and you wanted us to write by category. I thought that was an additional challenge there for us as writers. That was really good. This is under the sex versus love category. And it's a mm-hmm. bit of a long piece, but I love the way I wrote it because you challenged me to write something sexy without saying something sexy, if that makes sense. You know, a lot of times we, as writers, will just say the obvious, and it takes real skill to say what you mean without quite saying it, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So, this piece is called Voyage to Atlantis. The journey, beneath the heavens, clouds embrace in harmony, memories of you and I fly high along midnight skies. Stars shine light that flow through curtains, darkness dissolves slowly, shifting the moon under sheets. The temple emerges urgently, urges to feel your embrace, to devour, taste your taste. You have my body bound, lost in your presence where I can't be found, late night yearning you, until hush words inside me rose, seep through cushioned lips where they received the breath of life. Whispered sweet rhythms, singing melodies to my king. Fragrant roses bloom while minutes transform to hours, scented to sun-kissed room. Scantily clad thoughts cleansed by fresh water that fell as precipitation from lust-filled clouds long. Liquid sunshine poured from his lips as I received a soft, long kiss. We reminisced of a love we loved and loved in bliss. Euphoria reigned as nothing else mattered. One sphere of existence to another, lofty emotions scattered, the rapture. Rhyme and absolute reason fled from our grasp the very moment our souls collided. Our devotion failed to lack in vitality, enthusiasm unwavering. The soul tie vibrant, intensely clear as autumn leaves on once dead bushes that exhaled new life for the season. Vanquished our fears of a love unfathomed to embrace the dawn, pleasantly rested in his willing arms as we drifted to sleep, only to be awakened by the light of the sun and the sound of the living waters running deep, Atlantis. After self-imposed silence was outweighed by overwhelming indulgence, I bellowed his name, long, strong, hard, like I birthed him alone and was somehow responsible for his survival. He interrupted my shouts and my pleas to the heavens mid-air before they could arrive and melted them with his own form of mercy. The heat from wet orifices drew close and our tongues danced with sin and shame, then released the burden of a battle of good versus not so much. Constant sentiments of affection gave mouth to my doubts. Relentless he was in his pursuit of his prey. He hunted, conquered, proved the rest of his celestial intentions with exquisitely operating parts of his mechanism, bathed in his holy ocean fervently in bliss.
So you're going to take him right to the... you think about it. Outstanding.
You have got me blushing, I tell you.
Outstanding. And you know what? That, to me, is what I love about poetry. And I have to say, I tip my hat to you again, because this is what I was hoping where you guys would take it. Now, let me just fill everybody in so you understand exactly what we're talking about. You're listening to Reality and Relationships, so it must be Thursday night, every 8 to 10. My lovely wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and myself, KL. We are on every week talking about relationships, but this week the relationship is to poetry and to the wonderful poets that are in Wordplay 2. And you just heard from Alisa Gabriel, who, what she was explaining about the 12 subjects, here's what we did. We came up with the term soul. I looked up soul because I had this book in my head for the longest. And the soul, when you look at the definition, there's 10 different definitions to the word soul. So I said, well, you know what, I want something a little bit more. So I came up with two more that I added. And what we did was we challenged the poets. We said, here are the 12 subjects that are all connected to the word soul. And we want you to create pieces. You cannot use the subject itself. You have to come up with pieces, original pieces, or if you have something that you have not released before that'll fit that category, go with it. The only stipulation was no profanity, and I'm going to tell you why. I said no profanity because I wanted, when they're reading this, to not have to sit down. If the children come in, if their mother come in, if their church member comes in, I want everyone to be able to sit down and enjoy this, because poetry is meant to be listened to be read. And when you do that and give it that, it's cool. Just like the piece you just heard Ms. Gabriel read, it's tremendous. It's, to me, it's like food. And if you sample enough of it, you're going to learn that it's a dish that many people are missing. So when you get Wordplay 2, you're going to find that there's a little something for everyone. Now, you just have to open up your mind and say, well, I'm not a poetry fan. Don't worry about that. Good writing is good writing. Whether it's in poetry form, short story form, novel form, whatever form, good writing is good writing. And when good writing comes from good people, you have something tremendous on your hands. So, Ms. Gabriel, I want to thank you for coming on tonight to be on with me. You have been a tremendous influence in my literary life. So, you know, I'm so honored that you said that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so proud of you. And I am here for you. And you know I love you and Tiff. And just salute. Just salute.
Thank you.
God bless you.
So give them, here's what I want you to do. Now everyone knows you're in Wordplay 2. I want you to let everyone know where they can get Wordplay 2 and with your signature on it, as well as any books that you have coming out, your website, anything that you feel like giving the listeners, go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much again for having me. You can get all of my books, including Wordplay 2, The Foundation of Soul, at www.peaceinthestormpublishing.com. Peace in the Storm Publishing can be found on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and all social media. And me and Wordplay 2 can be found all over there.
Excellent. Excellent. Sister, thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be in touch with each other. Good luck with the book, because I know we're going to do some things with this, and I'm going to do what I can behind the scenes to help every one of you in the book do something big with it. And again, I thank you for saying yes and coming on tonight.
Amen. Thank you. Take care, KL.
Take care. Okay. Alisa Gabriel, everyone, and that was a wonderful piece that she read. Now, we're going to continue. We have another of the Wordplay Talks. So buckle up. They're going to be on all night. You know, poets, you know, they like to kind of, you know, do their thing. We have another of the Wordplay poets. Is that Ayani on the line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, that is Ayani Miller.
How are you all doing this evening?
Oh, we're doing great. It's just me tonight. The lovely wife is doing the business thing. She had a business dinner at some swank hotel. I hope she brings me some food or something. I'm going to be upset if she don't.
Yeah, you can make me a plate and send it on down to Georgia. That'll be cool.
Man, if I go down to Georgia, I might not come back. But actually, you know, we're working hard to raise this money to get the wife down there in a couple of weeks. So we're pushing hard to raise this money to get her down there for the pageant. So hopefully the 23rd mm-hmm. or the 24th, I got to check the date. She'll be on her way down there for the pageant. So I'm definitely will reach out to you guys down there to let y'all know when she's there. So if y'all can make it by, come by and support her.
Wonderful, wonderful. I pray that everything works out for you.
So, sister, let me explain to everyone who this young lady is that's on the line. Now, y'all just heard from the lovely Gabriel. This is another of the wonderful women in Wordplay, too. And Ayani and I go back to when we were both on Yahoo, and we were friends on Yahoo, doing our thing, trying to decide to build separate businesses. And we pretty much started around the same time, but we've been friends for about 10 years now, maybe longer.
Yeah, about 10.
Right? Longer than that, right?
About 10.
Yeah. Around 10, the 2000. Yeah, about actually more than 10, because I think it was like 99, 2000 when we actually were connected on Yahoo. And this is one of those situations, just like Alyssa, I had only knew Ayani through the social networks, and we have become good friends because we shared a lot of time talking. We really uplifted each other. But this past summer, this past July, she put the call out and asked, would we come and be a part? You know what? Let me stop. Sweetheart, you tell. You tell the story. Let them hear from you. Go ahead. First of all, introduce yourself. Tell them who you are.
I am Ayani Mae Lee. Poet, playwright, mommy of the most handsome little boy in the world, most annoying little boy in the world. I love to write. I love people. Depending on your definition of ministry, I love ministry. and I just thank the Lord for allowing me to do the work that I do for Him, because if I'm doing it for any other reason, I don't need to be doing it. And I just, I'm also grateful that he allowed Kales and my paths to cross, because he and Tiffany are wonderful people. If you do not know them, reach out to them and just make sure that you sit at their feet and glean from the knowledge that they've gained over the years. And I am absolutely humbled. I am surprised. I am grateful to be part of Wordplay 2, because it stretched me, it challenged me, it thrilled me, it lifted me. And I'll tell anybody that asks that this is a phenomenal work. Don't sleep on it.
Excellent. So thank you so much, sister. I'm humbled. You know, this ain't about me. It's about you guys that said yes to the book. And I know you said you were surprised when I asked, but, you know, I was going to make sure that I added not only folks that I trusted, folks that I love, because I know the effort that you were putting in to do the things that you were doing. But actually, when we had the opportunity this summer, I came down to North Carolina tell them about the event that we had this past summer and the event that you're going to have in 2014.
It was RCLC, which is Revolutionary Christian Literary Conference. It was mm-hmm. the first one that we've done. It'll be biennial every 2 years, so there's another one coming up next year. Information will go out about that soon. It mm-hmm. is or was a place for writers and readers and Christians and people of faith and sisters and brothers to just come together and walk, talk, believe, you know, feed each other, eat from each other, just to fellowship, basically. Fellowship, fun. We were in Charlotte, North Carolina. City of Charlotte will never be the same, because I will never be the same. He took me to a level that I had not gone to before, and I am so grateful for that. But we got to we had conferences, we had good food, we had good fellowship, and it was a two-day event. And KL and Tiffany came down. They did their marriage seminar. We actually had an open mic night where yours truly actually got on the stage and did a little something-something. Actually, everybody participated. I really think that everybody had a lot of fun. You know, there were not a whole gaggle of people there, but it was the people that were there were the people that God intended to be there, because connections were made, networking was done, godly, divine connections were made. Let me rephrase that. And these are friendships and connections that will be in place for years to come, and they are strategic for the kingdom, and that's what it was all about, is working for the kingdom. So next year, whether you want to participate in RCLC or whether you just want to come and peruse the books and meet the authors, then by all means, look out for the information that's coming to you soon.
Yes, and you know, it was a wonderful experience. I have to admit, and I said this to you at the time, I wasn't worried about the number of people who showed up. It was about the people who were there, and I'm so glad that you just said that, because you know, the connections that was made were lasting, because I know when Tiff and I came back home, we were changed, and we had said how much we wanted to move things forward. And I remember it was the open mic that made me say, wait a minute, we have you from that open night, Terrell K. Mercer from that open night, Zion from that open night, are all in this book. So the extended connections continue, because three of the individuals that I met at that open mic and that conference are here in this book. And so it was so tremendous for me, because I told folks what I wanted to do. And then after I got home, I was going to find a way to make it happen. Also, Stacey Harris, who was your keynote speaker, her and I have connected since then, and I have some plans for her for some future work, because we have some things. I'm just maybe share that later on in the show. But here's what I want you to do, sister, because you bring every person in this book has a role, and every person is coming from where they are in their lives. And I knew that, because I knew spiritual people, I knew the Lord was going to be blessed and honored by some of the poets, because that's where they are in their lives. So I knew that's where they're going to take their works. But the blessing for everyone in the work was how all of the works fused together, molded together, and became a fantastic meal for whoever is going to sample it. So what I want you to do is I want you to pick a piece that reflects who you are. And I know we have a couple of other poets on the line. I'm going to get to you in a second. I want you to choose a piece that reflects, you know, either what you like in the book, who you are. Take it from wherever you want to take it, because I love your work. That's why I asked you to be a part of it. So let the world know and let them hear your work.
Wow. Okay. I feel a little awkward following my sister, because, you know, she's a powerful person, but...
Man, good, girl.
To God be the glory.
Happy the glory. Let's go. Do your thing.
The title of this piece is My Ink Will Not Stop. And this is actually the theme for next year's conference. But when I was writing this work, this became my signature piece. And I couldn't make it as long as I wanted, because there were spatial constraints. But hopefully everyone will enjoy this. And it's called My Ink Will Not Stop. Words. A good verse transports you to your dreams, leaves you standing there naked and warm, looking for the next wave to ride. But see, I like it deep. Deep musings can take you around the world, feeling like you have been caught up in the rapture, expecting at any moment to see angels. My pen has been known to generate heat, reproducing part of my thoughts ranging from deep and lusty to powerful and ethereal. My muse has straddled the fence from time to time, been what this one said or that one wanted, but my pen, she gave birth to the thoughts that germinated in my spirit, releasing my imagination on paper, scribing a world in which both horrors and halos existed. But a double-minded pen is unstable, too. The pen recorded the dichotomy within my life, recorded the devastation, rape, and molestation of my mind, a tender young thing, whispering, "It's not about self. It's not about you." The ink screamed over and over again, exorcising those demons, shredding them and grinding them into dust under my poetic feet, allowing me to rise, rise as the strong, indomitable woman I am today. So my pen is speaking loud. My pen is telling you who I am, and my ink is red. And I am bleeding for all to see. In the midst of the struggle, my ink will not stop. Storms and struggles will come. Ink will flow. As injustice and hatred walks this earth, ink will flow. My ink, my muse, speaks for those who cannot speak for themselves, who are too tired and afraid of the natural and spiritual backlash to chance putting pen to paper, not willing to sacrifice the last of their liquid courage. So my ink is here. My pen is here, standing firm until the earthquakes in my spirit subside, until the attacks of the enemy cease. Until social injustice and not babies are aborted, my ink will flow. Until daddies stop sleeping with their daughters, my ink will flow. Until you become your brother's keeper, my ink will flow. Until peace reigns, my ink will flow. In the midst of the struggle, my ink will not stop.
I have no idea why you were worried, because I wasn't. Let me tell you something. That is Ayanna May. Let me explain something to you guys. There are so many different pieces in this book that's going to touch you from a lot of different positions. Sister, that was incredible, simply because it was you. And I've said this to you. I appreciate you, because that's what this book needs. This book needed men and women who weren't going to try to get to everybody else's level, but they were going to raise theirs and bring who they were. And I believe all of you did that. I believe all of you that did an incredible thing. I love the book. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to give all of your information, also speak about your children's book, because you do a lot. Take the time now. The floor is yours. Explain to them where they can get an autographed copy from you. Now, she's also the Georgia representative. You heard that. She's from the Peach State, I think that's called, right?
Yes.
Yes, the Peach State, the Georgia Peach. So I want you to give your information so they can find out where they can get their autographed copy of Wordplay 2, as well as all the other works, and tell them about your company, your business, your website. Feel free. The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, y'all have to forgive me, because this piece gets my dander up, as the old folks would say, and I'm over here sweating. But the name is Ayanna _ May Lee, and I'm on Twitter at Ayanna _ May Lee. My webpage, personal webpage, is ayanna-maylee.info. And there's a link there to purchase Wordplay 2, as well as one of the last children's books that I've done. If you're looking for children's books, that website is www.godsays.biz. And the books are geared towards special needs children, because I'm a foster parent, and I've dealt with medically fragile and special needs children for the last 6 to 7 years, I believe it is. And I finally, God finally gave me the baby that he had for me out of my heart. And he started out as one of those children, and now he's thriving. And these books are geared toward them. The first one is about just them learning to cope with their disability, and then the last one is about adoption. And I'm also on Facebook, Ayanna.Maylee, Tumblr, same thing. I am CEO of Revolutionary Disciples Media, which is a Christian publishing company. and we're not in competition with anybody, certainly not my brother here. You know, we hope to work together, because if God has given an individual something that needs to be published, then all we want to do is help them get it out there. We're not trying to compete with anybody. If you need information, mm-hmm. if you need questions answered, if things are confusing for you, you know, I'll answer them and help you find the right fit for you. It does mm-hmm. not have to necessarily be us. You can reach me by phone at 912-564-2427. And lastly, my email is author.ayani.maylee@gmail.com.
So and don't be calling with no weird phone calls either, because if I find out, I may have to come down to Atlanta and I'm going to have to Georgia rough you off. So don't be calling at the voicemail line and leaving no funny nothing messages for the sister, because she got brothers in this book. Ain't nobody soft in this book, so I'd be a little nervous if you want to try anything funny. So don't let the phone number go to your head. Sister, my prayers are always with you. I love you to death. I have nothing but admiration, and I pray the Lord will continue to work his magic through you. You took me to a whole different place this summer, and I'm going to bring it something awful in 2014. So everybody that shows up,
wonderful.
Know we've been to motion in 2012. And so I thank you, and I appreciate
you.
Thank you
as well.
And I'm so honored that you said yes to this book. So thank you so much. We're going to go on. We got a couple others, and definitely, you know, you and I are going to talk soon anyway. So again, thank you so much, sister.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Love you all.
All right. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to bring in two more. I'm going to bring in two this time, because these are two individuals who are also, and I got a relationship with everybody in this book. So we're going to bring in, I believe, my sister Nanette Buchanan, author Nanette Buchanan, and my brother Damien Faith Walker Brown is on the phone. Are you two guys there?
Peace, beloved. How you doing?
All right. Yes, Brother Faith Walker. Nanette, you there, sister?
Yes, I am. Good evening. How are you?
Now, I'm great. Well, looking at the time, I said, you know what? I want to make sure I get everybody on. So I said, I'm going to bring you on together, because here's what we're going to do. We done had the two women on already. So, Nanette, I'm going to hold them and keep you right there for a second, because I'm going to let Brother Faith Walker do his thing. But before I do any of that, let me first say thank both of you for calling in tonight. I appreciate you dearly. And so what we're going to do is, Faith, I want you to introduce yourself, and then Nanette, I'm going to have you introduce yourself. I'm going to kind of go back and forth a little bit, but I definitely want folks to experience both of you, because you know what both of you are to me, but I want the listeners to understand who you are as talents, who you are as business folks, and who you are as wordplay true poets. So, Faith, tell them who you are, brother.
Man, I'll be Damien Faith Walker Brown. Voice call, you know, crying out in the wilderness in this hour, in this season, you know, lifting up Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, preaching the unadulterated word of God, you know, after being phony for so long, coming for you up with pure gold in this season, and Jesus the reason. That's it.
That's it, Nanette.
Yes, I'm Nanette Buchanan. I'm Nanette Buchanan. I'm from Somerset, New Jersey, and I'm one to spread peace and happiness. If give somebody a touch and let them touch someone else.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, you two guys are also outstanding producers of other works. Nanette, besides poetry, you write books, as well as I believe you're working on a screenplay. And I know Brother Faith Walker has created the theme music, as well as he's a fantastic music producer. So, Faith, explain to them what else you do besides being an outstanding poet.
I mean, I do music production, CEO of Enterprisement Media Group. We do poetry, we do music production, we do gospel writing, we do worship writing. We do a lot of things in this season, man, but most importantly, we just servants. We just servants, serving other people of God and serving of the Most High God. And that's just what we're doing in this season.
Yeah, I'm doing a little bit of everything, just like you said. I'm expanding my company. My ultimate is to retire to a full-fledged publishing company. So I'm taking the journey. I'm stepping in tiny steps, making sure that each step counts, trying to make sure that I find things not only for myself but for others, because, like I said, I want to touch people that I go through. I don't want to live my life with people saying, well, this is what she did, without putting to the end of it, and this is what she did for me. So from my poetry to my novels, I have children's stories that aren't published as of yet. I want to take them all to screenplays, stage plays. I want to try to run a good course in the literary world. I believe that if we had more people that were connected to literacy and just the performing arts, period, whatever form it's in, I believe that a lot of us would show outstanding, limitless talents, because I believe that we all have those things in us. It's not something that we can't nurture and grow. So, you know, I'm doing a little bit of everything, but I'm taking a slow walk. I've got 5 years left before I retire from a full-time position, so I'm taking a slow walk.
That's it. Let me fill in what's funny is that when you're talking to two individuals who you talk to on a regular basis, but now you're on the air, I got to remember to be in host mode, because we'll get to talking about everything, especially Brother Faith Walker. And Nanette and I was up late last night having some conversations about the book game. And Brother Faith Walker, I know we'll probably be on later on tonight about some things.
Yeah.
But let me tell you one thing, guys, if you're listening, and I'm going to tell you this, and I've been saying it about, I have a personal relationship with everyone in this book to some degree, even if it's smaller for some of the other guys in the book, but it's based on something sound. These two individuals here are special for this reason, is that Nanette and I have hit the road and been at many events. We're both independent publishers. We're both authors. We're both striving to build a legacy that's going to be here, not only to promote what we do, but also to be able to open up doors to help other individuals to do what we do. But we can only do that by putting the things in place first. And we've been at some great events, and we've been at some bad events. But the good thing about it is we're not in competition with each other. We're actually trying to uplift each other, simply because the benefits of what she does benefits me. The benefit of what I do and what I know benefits her. And we have to, as brothers and sisters of color, find a way to keep pushing each other and holding each other up so we can benefit, and then returning that to the individual who held the door, held the seat, held the chair, held the ladder while you climbed over. And that allows me to swing it back to my brother Faith Walker. What him and I do in the kingdom of the Most High Jesus Christ, and actually now that too, is that we use our faith to be able to go out and do the things that we do. Now, this book is not strictly a Christian book, but the authors that are connected to their faith in that way allow their pieces to go in that direction. Brother Faith Walker and I have a connection where me and this brother were doing, were doing poetry some time ago on Yahoo, and we were trying to put some things together. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Brother Faith Walker, you tell them this story. Take them through that trek from there to holding the book in your hand. And then I'm going to ask you the same question. Take them through from when I spoke to you to when you held the books in your hand. Brother Faith, go ahead and let them know.
You want me to go all the way back?
No. I forgot who I was talking to.
Yeah.
Give them a little background of our connection, and then how that when I asked you about being in the project, give them a little something about our background connection to each other. I asked you about the book until now.
I met Brother K.L., I think it was my 2006, something like that. We was a part of a group, the Wordsmith Inc., together, and we also did the Demon Killers Platoon together for a season. It was a vision that was birthed out through me. The Lord allowed me to birth that out. But I just wasn't ready at that time. I had a little bit more growing to do. I had a little bit more things. Somebody told me, he said, you know, Faith Walker, you're a good brother, man. But you know, I see your vision and everything, but you ain't suffered enough. And I always wonder what that meant. until that season passed. But I met Brother KL, man. I was in the dry season famine mode, and I was doing my poetry had became just straight up slutty. If I pardon my, no pun intended, but it became very hoarse, and you know what I'm saying? That was just reflecting my walk at the time. And I think, you know, me and Brother KL was bleeding at the time for pretty much together. You know what I'm saying? And when I got to that point of realization, well, after a lot of things happened, when I was in my cell, when I was in my Joseph state, you know, Brother KL, you know what I'm saying, everybody turned their back and everything, and Brother KL was like, yo, you got a place for your vision, you got a place, you know what I'm saying, for that gift. And you know what I'm saying, he said, man, if I turn my back on you, that don't show who you are, that show who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to rock with you when they saying Hosanna, Hosanna. And then when the crucifixion going down, I'm just like, nah, I don't know, Holmes. You know, so Brother KL, he kept it real from day one. You know, when I was being aired out all across the country, Brother KL was right there. So when he brought the whole Brave and Publishing thing, he said, yo, I want you in my book and everything, I said, I'm in. And so now when that brother calls me for anything, it's 100%. It's 100%. I'm all in. You know, you see who your true friends in your darkest hour. So that's what it is. Wordplay too. And you know, that's the story without going in, you know, over and over again. But that's it.
I got you. And then, like, you give a little bit from you also, because I definitely want to have you guys read Why I Got You On. But give them a little something about how you and I got together. I think I had already talked about the book. I know it all, but let them hear it.
Well, the thing about it is we met in about 2007. We both had one book out, and, you know, mm-hmm. we both were looking at the possibilities. We could see well beyond what was in front of us. And I think what caught my attention, other than the fact that I needed a bodyguard, I figured, hey, let me go see what this brother is about. Maybe he, you know, he's a little bit better than some, more receptive than some of these other authors, because you know what we do. We try to make some kind of acquaintance, you know, while you're there, talk to different people, get their perspective of not only the business, but who they are. Because everybody puts on their supposedly quote-unquote A game when they're in the public. We saw a couple of ugly things together, and we began to speak about it, and I think my attachment as well as my husband's attachment and it to you and your wife was more or less that we were on the same level. Coming from different ends, but the meeting in the middle was going to be heavenly because of the fact that we knew that there was something that was going to attract us to each other. You being a poet, me putting out my book was a regular novel. However, the topics were so entwined with what you were doing and what I was doing that we got to talking about our visions, our dreams, and different things, and promised that we would stay in touch. Now, I'm going to be honest, that goes on every day in the world of literature where authors say, yeah, I'm going to hit you up, I'm going to call you, you know, and you don't hear anything from them. And it's either that they see something in you that's better than them, or they see something in you that they don't quite understand, or they see something in you where, you know, if I'm not going to benefit, what sense does it make for me to even contact them? So a lot of it is that, like I said, that costume, that mask, or whatever, during that day. But we actually did it. You know, hey, how you doing? I'm going to this. What are you doing? Are you going to go? And I appreciated that. Not only that, our outside world that we don't even bring with us when we come to the table to sell our books and everything else seemed to entwine because you were trying to save youth. And I do the same thing. I'm a youth advocate. I try to do the best I can for them, especially in the world of literature, talking to them to get them off the streets, to keep them out of jail and keep them on a positive track. So we found another way to communicate. And I believe every time we talk, we find another way, until you told me you wanted me to be in Wordplay too. I have, and I think I called you a couple of times about it and said, you know, this is really making me work. I've been writing poetry for well over 20 some odd years, and I've never had a book that stumped me or a mission that stumped me the way that this book did. And I believe that the reason was because part of the title says the foundation of the soul. And it seemed to me that every time I would write a piece or part of a piece, I would say that's not deep enough. That doesn't hit my soul. That just touches the surface. I need something that's going to pull them emotionally and make them understand that this is food for you. This is what you can nurture yourself from. And like I said, I got to the point where it was becoming one of those, you know, hot flash moments, like, oh, my God, I can't get through this. It really, really, really turned my head to something that I did just out of inspiration. I've been doing it well over 20-some-odd years, and something that I could do at a drop of a dime. It's not something that's hard for me. But for some reason, because I was devoted to sticking to that being the soul, it's got so many different levels and so many different contents. It's like peeling the peeling off of an onion. You know, when you get to that inside of an onion, you in tears because it has affected you that much. And I wanted it to be that way. So I really appreciate it. I thank you 1,000 times because you brought out a different part of me in writing the poems that I wrote.
No, and I want to say thank you to both of you guys because I'm going to have you both read a piece from the book, anyone that you choose. But before you do, and I say this wholeheartedly out of admiration for both of you, you know, faith is a tremendous poetic talent. And I know when he said yes, I knew I had one of those performers. But when you said yes, I knew I had someone who was going to write from a very great place because it's where both of you write from. What the whole idea behind Brave and Publishing, from the heart, the way it's supposed to. That's the theme, that's the logo of my company because I knew that when you guys started to consider who else was in this, and you've been hearing it from the other poets, that y'all weren't going to try to reach their level, but you were going to dig inside and get your better level. And that's what this book is saying to those when they pick it up. You're seeing folks who reached a little different level than they might normally simply because they didn't want to be that cat that shoots the air ball when everybody hit and freeze.
Right, right.
So, and I felt that was so big and so tremendous. So what I want to do now is Faith. I want you to let them hear. You choose. Tell them what section and the name of the piece. And then, Nanette, we're going to hear from you, too. And then I'm going to let you guys definitely say everything else you got going on because I believe we have another poet that's online, too. And actually, they're calling in now. So I definitely want to get all the information out. So, Faith, we're going to go with you, brother. You tell them what section
all right.
comes and the piece itself.
All right. Well, guess it's time to bleed. This is from criminal minded to double minded. It is what it is. I'm weird like that.
Which section is that? Can they find that when they get the book?
I have no idea. I'm being real. I don't even know right now. I'm just flowing.
Listen, just know that it's a wordplay too, y'all.
You know, I'm not flowing from no script. I'm just, you know, it's foundations of the soul, so that's just how I'm coming.
Make it happen, brother. Go ahead and bleed for
him. All right. Well, it's going to bleed. From criminal-minded to double-minded, this is from the wordplay too. Everybody want to talk about their relationship with Christ. How come your walk is like a gambler who rolls the dice? You spend time in prayer but don't come out nice. Sin lies at the door and it's ready to entice. You should listen to God and the thunder. Then you wouldn't have to wonder. When the storm arises, you won't fall victim to the same blunder. The Holy Spirit told you to do something. Then the next minute it was nothing. Then it really wasn't the Spirit. It was you fronting. If I have a relationship with Christ and first don't have love, then the relationship is void and the hole has been dug. I ask myself, why? The fact when I search the scriptures, God doesn't lie. Man just don't want to live out every scripture. Being found ashamed, Adam runs and hides. Life written in pencil, never in pen. So when I get out of line, God can erase to bring me back in. Letting that foolish thing confound the wise so I can learn and comprehend. Are you a friend of God? Then why you rebel so hard? Bitterness and hatred birth voices that keep the wicked on guard. Man, these people are scarred, KL, set in their way. God knows they need deliverance, but he bids them to stay. But hey, the serpent used to walk till God cursed him to the belly. The revelation that evil makes you go from one extreme to another is all that tell me. Man, don't hail me, because I don't want what you're giving. Because everything you stand for is the opposite of what's written and living. But I'm trying to work on my relationship with the Savior, then change behavior. Undetected legions of demons make you balk and chase away your neighbor. Nightmares in your sleep. You growl with your teeth. 1 minute you ain't saving, the next you're getting deep. I examine the substance with spotted blemish in the sheets. I'm not going to be a saint or a most high God and wallow in defeat. I open a good book, and my mirror's the same look. Ain't no such thing as a halfway Christian. Ain't no such thing as a halfway crook. New York, they shook. I got drugged to church and got hooked, and I knew it with the blood because it was all that it took. Make sure your heart is right, that you don't live in the night before you walk around delusional saying, yeah, me and God tight. I don't live in the air, so I don't wear Air Jordans. Some people profess to have a hotline to God, like Commissioner and Batman and Commissioner Gordon. According to what I see, you're bit from the wrong tree. The example from Jesus going on down his knees to pray is for us to live on our knees. It's time to get free. Stop drinking the wrong cup of tea. Stop rationalizing the cubic zirconia. God said it ain't me. So we really need to be mindful. We really need to be aware of people who profess in a relationship that really isn't there. Criminal mind.
That was from the human nature. That was from the human nature section. I had to look it up for it because I know some folks will go back and go, oh, my gosh, that's what I'm talking about. All right. All right, Nene.
Okay. I'm going to go with the family section, man, woman, and child.
Okay, there we go.
The title of my piece in there is, Hey Mama. Hey Mama, called to talk to you just to see how you feel, to see if you would add clarity to this information I received today. Please, keep it real. This morning, I started my usual routine. You know how I do. Before going to the job, I stop for coffee, chat with the regulars. But this morning, I decided to have breakfast, too. A handsome older man walked slowly, approached my seat. For some reason, his appearance made my spirit, my heart, my soul weak. No, he wasn't pushy. He wasn't rude. He was polite and soft-spoken. I could tell he had character and a beautiful attitude. His smile melted my fear, but I held on to my guard. He must have felt my precaution. He handed me his business card. I immediately smiled at the thought of a date. Mama, all I could think of was this man as your mate. He asked if he could sit a moment. He wouldn't take up much of my time. He said he knew I had a ways to travel and had to be there by 9. Panic rose as I dropped the card on the table. I wanted to express my fears, verbally protest, but I was unable. He handed me the card again and asked, did I recognize his name? A name? I thought, is this his opening line? Some claim to fame? I stood. My intent was to leave. This stalker, smooth talker, had something up his sleeve. Indeed, I was leaving, but strangely, I felt the need to explain. He grabbed my hand and gently called me, using my childhood nickname. He smiled with tears in his eyes. Stunned, I sat back down. He avoided my eye contact by looking around. Mama, we talked for an hour or more. I called the job, told him I would be late. This morning's meeting was important. I knew it was planned and not an act of fate. I looked him over as he spoke, this educated man. He rolled his life back, saying how I was a part of his plan. I was confused as he spoke. My emotions flipped from anger to fear. Where did this man come from? Why did my past suddenly seem unclear? He said he wanted to speak to me when I was younger and be a permanent part of my life. Claimed I was the topic of discussions regularly, and he didn't sleep well most nights. He decided to wait until I was older, completed school, became an adult, prayed I would not be defensive, classifying him as unworthy, a mere insult. He mentioned he spoke with you about this. Never did anything without you first. Mama, didn't you know this information would quench my inner thirst? I had breakfast with my father. We made future plans. I don't want to sound like conviction, but Mama, regardless to your relationship, I should have known this man. I realized your choices for me were the best at the time. And who knew that my stop for breakfast would fill the spaces of my timeline? He made no excuses, but he did apologize. He apologized for both of you and living a lie. He said he agreed to live his life alone, as though he had no family, wife, or child. He held me close, wiped my tears, and said the repairs of my emotional damage would take a while. Mama, we need to talk. I don't want to be misunderstood. Why am I just meeting this stranger, my father? Mama, what happened to the introduction of this man?
I felt that one. Let me tell you something.
Woo!
This is why y'all have to get this book, is that you're going to get many different looks from the spectrum. The 12 subjects in this book are connected to the soul. All of us, well, most of us have one. Some of us, I guess, we don't. But I'm going to tell you something.
Hey, K.O., you know I'm not easily moved. I kind of felt that one. I'm not easily moved.
If I pushed him over and he's the hardest, we in there.
Oh, you in there? Because that's a hard dude. Let me tell you something. Let me tell everyone that's listening. This is Reality in Relationships, and we do this every Thursday from 8 to 10. And if you have not gotten this book, if you have not picked this book up from one of these poets, got their autograph on it, you are cheating yourself, because where they come from, and the subjects were designed to bring out certain emotions, to elicit certain emotions. Each poet brought from their point of view where they are in their lives with their work. Also, all 13 poets hail from 10 different states. So you also have different parts of the country. You have New Jersey's representative, one of New Jersey's representatives on the phone, and South Carolina's representative on the phone. So you're going to get a feel from where they come from where they are now. So let me tell you something, guys. If you have not picked this book up, first, Nanette, tell them where they can get a signed copy from you and everything else that you're working on, because they need to know that that piece is not only just a piece, that it wasn't just random. It is connected to some of the things that you do in books that you've written. So give them a little rundown of where they can get a signed copy and your other works.
Okay. My other works include, as of date, 7 published novels. I thank God for that. I have 1 poetry book published, Thoughts. And now Wordplay 2 is my second piece that's published with poetry. I also have 5 children stories that are on the shelf waiting, and I've got a couple other novels that are on the shelf waiting. But all my books can be found at my website, www.ipendesigns.net. I'm on Facebook. I have a fan page on Facebook, author Nanette Buchanan. My regular Facebook page is Nanette Buchanan. I'm able to be reached in just about every social network. I'm on Ning. I'm on Twitter. I have Ning pages. I have a blog. Like KL said, we bump into each other at a lot of events. I do a lot of networking. I do public speaking. I do workshops. I do just about it all, trying to just get the literacy to carry on. You can also contact me through email at ipendesigns@gmail.com. Give me a shout out. Let me know what you want. You can go to my page. You can buy the books right from the page. And just let me know, you know, and we'll make sure that we get it to you. And it doesn't matter where it is. I also am a part of, or let's put it this way, I also entertain the part of people hosting book signings, hosting private chats. If you have a book club and you want to have the author there, I do that as well, either via the telephone or in person. Let me know, you know, and we'll get the books to you and come and sit down and chat about them. My books are novels. They are, as KL has said, they do touch the soul. I talk about topics. My latest book is Scattered Pieces. It discusses suicide. And the things that go along with it, the young lady wasn't trying to commit suicide. So she has to go through everything that a person that has made a suicidal attempt and the things that she goes through, the struggles. Most of my books are about topics that we dare not speak about. We'll gossip about them. You know, we'll talk to our girlfriends about them, and we'll talk about why didn't she do this or why didn't he do that or why did he do that. But we don't want it to be in our life. So my books have the what if, they have the twist, they have the mystery, and they have the gossip. So hit me up.
All right. Nanette Buchanan, guys. Let me tell you something. I love Nanette because she's real, and you'll learn to love her work because it's real. It definitely touches you in places. And trust me when I tell you, look her up. You'll find something that you love and like. Brother Faith, man, before I let you go, tell them a little bit about where they can get some of this poetry, the music, and everything from you, brother.
Well, man, it's been a long road, but we got a little blog. I know we got the blog over there, innerpraisement.blogspot.com. You can contact my armor bearer, Evangelist Williams. She's on Facebook. And I know she's putting the page together, the Inner Praisement Media Group. She also does the Omega Waters page. You can contact us through there. We spirit-led. We do everything by the Holy Spirit. I can't say that I trust God for everything and then don't trust him. So that's how I work. If it's meant for you to get it, you'll get it.
Gotcha. You can always hit me up at Braven Publishing for Brother Faith Walker information, too, because I work with him on the blog and put things up at the Entrepreneur page on blogspot.com, so you can definitely check that out. Guys, listen, we're going to move on because I got another poet that I want to bring on. Cashmere has been holding lovely and waiting, so I got to get to her. I want to thank you both directly. I appreciate you both. You know what you mean to me, and I'm so glad that you're a part of this book. So thank you for coming on tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Love you, brother, and that's what we
love
do.
You. God bless. Hey, Brother KL, tell Leroy the poet at heart to spit that intervention. And tell Suzette to spit that love monster.
Got you. If you call in, I got you. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Blessings.
That was Nanette Buchanan and Brother Faith Walker, David Brown, who are both in the world of play, too. We're going to keep it going because I know we have lovely Cashmere on the phone. Cashmere, you there, though? Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
I wonder what happened. Let me see. Did my host, did I lose my host? Let me see. Brother Rich, you there in the background? Looks like I've lost my host. Okay,
hello?
Hello, I'm still here. Do I still have Faith? You still there?
I'm still here, brother.
All right, Nanette, you still there?
Sure am.
Oh, okay. So we're still connected. So I wonder what happened to my man, my technical engineer, has went out for some coffee. Hold on a second. Let me get my man up. Is he okay?
I hear the music.
Oh, you hear music? Okay. I don't know if my man is there. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. Brother Rich, you there? Or you went out for a little smoke on me?
Oh, wow.
I guess Brother Rich is back. All right. Brother Faith Walker, and Nanette Buchanan. Thank you guys for coming on tonight.
Yeah, no problem. We just had to sit and wait till your boss come back.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We make it happen here on GQ Palace Radio. Next up is Chad, the lovely Cashmere. Cashmere, are you there, darling? Cashmere,
I'm
you
here.
There?
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Thank you. Thank you for holding so long. This is how they know it's live radio. You know, we keep it going.
No problem. My show's going on now, so I know how I can get.
How we doing, sister?
I'm good. I want to say something. It's funny that Faith Walker said for me to do Love Monster, Predestined. I already had it marked off, and that was the one that I was going to spit tonight. I'm at a poetry event right now anyway, and it was waiting on me, but I was going to do Love Monster anyway, so confirmation. Peace, everybody.
Peace. You know what, sister? You know you had a poetry show, so I tell you what, listen, I'm going to keep it brief with you because I know you're doing, like, multiple things at the same time. I want to tell everybody real quick, I have you on the line. I was doing a different radio show. I'm not going to put that name out because I'm not moving in the past that much. But
they came
up from Virginia, and the ladies came in, the wonderful ladies came in, all wearing pumps. They made me feel real short, but I'm not going to talk about that. They all had on the 6, 7, 12-inch pump, and these wonderful friends came in. Sat in with us. We had a wonderful time. The next day, we met up at an event in Brooklyn, and they put on a wonderful show for the women in Brooklyn. And this young lady is a phenomenal talent. When I got the idea of what I wanted to do, I wanted to reach out to this young lady because I know she holds it down for the poetry set in Virginia. And I just wanted her energy. I wanted her personality. She is a tremendous woman. And this woman is that because she's real. And I wanted her to say, yeah, well, I wanted you in this book because all of you young ladies were tremendous. But like I said, I thought your energy and the way you treated my wife and I thought it was tremendous. But also, I think your pieces in the book are predated with a little, the six-word poem that you put at the beginning of your pieces, I thought was a little the icing of an already good cake. And you're not going to know what I'm talking about until you get to Wordplay 2. But what I want you to do is I want you to take us through briefly, and I know you're at a show. Take us through the little meeting that you, how we met.
Well, Diamond Royalty went up to take over New York. And shout out to my sisters. We had a good time. But I met KL and Tiffany and the whole staff down at the radio station. And y'all energy, like, you know, it's not prejudged. You know what I'm saying? Y'all allowed us to be great, and I really appreciated that. And, you know, I admired you for having books. Like, I've been doing this thing. Like, I started rapping. I've been doing this since I was 10, and I'll be 30 this year. So for you to have a book, I was like, oh, he official tissue. I need to bang with KL. Like, he's the real deal. You know how some people out here fronting like they doing it, but they not really doing it. And, you know, you having the books and the show and everything, it was moving, and you're for the kids, and I'm for the kids. Like Nanette said, you know, that was the connector. That is what solidified, you know, a bond that I hope to share past, you know, past my demise, past everything. Like, I wanted to reign supreme, and I really appreciate you guys for extending this opportunity to me because it has been my dream to walk around with a book that says, hey, my name, I'm here, I did this. So it's dope. Wordplay, too, like Nana said, you know, you can't just be writing a Willy Foo-Foo. You got to come correct. This is an official published book. And, you know, writing those pieces, this had to be the toughest thing I've ever done in my entire 29 on Earth. Like, it was tough because you couldn't have stuff on this. And this book, I want to let all of the listeners know out in Blog Talk Radio world and, you know, international, whatever. Get your hands on this book. 13 poets, 10 different states, 12 topics. We all come from different walks of life, and it's wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation, and it's official. So I'm glad to be a part of the team. Everybody showed love. We showed support. But somebody was down, it was never any negative energy. It was never any of that. It was, you know, let's get it. Let's do it. And it's done. And we have the fruits of our labor in our hands right now. So it's awesome.
Excellent. You know, I got to say something because it's you were one of the individuals. I think there's two of you, I believe three, who this was the first time that you were going to be published, and I knew that going in, but you and those two other individuals were actually why I even put the series together when I first came up with the idea when I did the original book.
Oh, wow.
Which, and I'm going to tell you, if you didn't know, is because when I did the original Wordplay book, I wanted to make sure that I highlighted poets who had never been published because I want folks to see them. Folks, I wanted them to be able to see themselves in the book so while they do their thing, they know the book is about them. And that's one of the reasons why on every wordplay book I do going forward, as well as the two that we've already done, every poet's name will always be on the front of the book. So there won't be you taking a backstage to anyone. Your name is on that book, which means when you're wherever you are, it's your book. That's your name.
Right.
And that's what I felt with my name on it. And I said, I'm going to share that with everyone. And also with the idea that I want poets who people don't know. I want folks to get to know you. And I think one of the things that always drove me crazy with poets is they would tear down a stage, tear it down, and the crowd is whatever, and they go right to the CD. Well, as beautiful as that is, most people don't put the CD in when they get in the car.
Right,
home. Whereas with a book, someone says, is that piece in the book? And then now you see them flipping through the book while the sets are going on. So all you really need is a poet who's not really doing too much, and they go right back to the book. So now it may come over to you and say, hey, did you did all this, or you know some of these other books? It's an opportunity to bond with folks because it's something physical that they can hold on to. And people respond to books. You know,
it's a
master
networking opportunity. Master networking opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. And that was one of the things for you. So tell them a little bit about what you do down there in the Virginia poetry area. And then I want you to dig through the book and bring forth a piece that you feel they should know a little something about you. And also make sure you don't forget the six-word poem at the beginning, because I like those myself. That's my own little personal favorite. I like those because I really think they hit home in a six-word way. You can explain it just though.
Well, shout out to the six-word stories. I actually got that from Twitter, and it originated from Edgar Allan Poe. And six-word stories are very simple. You can catch them in rap lyrics, song lyrics, anywhere where you spot six words, that becomes a six-word story. Like, for instance, what is it? I can't think. My mind went blank. But basically, you just take six words and pound it at the end, six-word stories, and it becomes a little mini short story. And I wanted to include that because I'm so eccentric. I want to be different. And I wanted the poems, like, the way that I sent it to KL, I know he looked at the layout and he was like, what is this? But that's actually how I write. And that's how I speak it. I'm a spoken word artist. I host every other week at Poetic Expressions, Queensway Soul Cafe. Shout out to Najee Adore Presents. And I do a lot of public speaking. I'm a life coach. And I'm going to start teaching a poetry club at the community center. I'm all for the kids. I love the kids. But not just because they're kids, but because they're going to be the people that are going to have to take care of us when we become old. And if we don't put anything into them, we shall not get anything out of them. So it is my goal and my purpose for being on earth to touch one or two or three children in a way that, you know, lets them know, hey, I don't have to be what I thought I was going to be. I can be better. I can go further. And that's the name of my company, Go Further Entertainment, because we want you to strive to go further in life and not be stagnant. That's pretty much it. I'm just out here chilling, living life, no kids. Shout out to all the ladies that's 30 with no kids. We're here.
And that's all I got. If you guys listen, she is not hard on the eyes either. And she's a full-figured woman, so don't play yourself. That's all I'm saying.
DDW,
so
baby.
Exactly. I'll just say I'm a married man, so I'm going to keep it at that. But she is not hard on the eyes. She got those 4-inch pumps on. She is not hard on the eyes. That's all I'm going to tell you. Join her Facebook page. Those two pictures. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I don't play around when I put on those magic pumps, honey.
She's about 6'1", about 6'6", so don't be short. Don't play yourself. Don't be about 5'3", come up to about her belly button, so about, come on, hon, can we talk?
Absolutely.
I don't want to see it happen to you. So I tell you what, dog, give them a piece from the book. Include the six words that you chose at the beginning. Tell them what section, if you can, that you have. and let them feel you.
Okay, well, I'm going to come from Light versus Doc.
Okay.
Special request from Faith Walker. This is Love Monster. Just a little bit about Love Monster. There was this dude I used to mess with in sixth grade. You know, you can't really say you had a relationship because I didn't even really know how to tie my shoes for real. I was still a child, but we got back together when we were older, and he was, like, trying to play me to the left, and I'm like, yo, don't do that, man. I'm a queen. Like, don't do that. So let me get into Love Monster. The beginning of the six-word story is, you're all I need to survive.
Okay.
He says that I'm his baby love. Well, baby, love don't live here anymore. The current residents are my aching heart, confused mind, and hurt soul. All because he told me lies. Who, you ask? Why, every man I come encounter with, they say one thing and then they switch, then poof, be gone between their mist of lie after lie after lie after lie between their lips. But try after try is all I commit. Right now, I want to throw my hands up, recognizing we're through before we ever began. You said it first. I need to know that you're forever my man. Can you withstand my spaz session, my life lessons of what was taught to me by your species? I wonder, can this be your place for me? My heart, it has no vacancy for shoulda, woulda, coulda. Please, my ninja, all malarkey at ease. Your definition of love is what I call some type of incurable disease. An STD, if you may. Before your mind starts drifting off, give me a chance to explain. Your racing mind I will tame. Some STDs you come across are cured with pills or a cream. That's how the rendezvous and rebound situations sustain. The ones that cause the less hurt. But some of them, they scar your heart and will forever remain. It's like a moth to a flame. And then there are those that come, get comfortable, and decide they will stay untreated, causing you pain, that love that kills like the AIDS or herpes, because he pleads, so why can't her please? I mean, she never get a valid answer, just a scorched heart and some soiled knees. Can never break away the pain, results in corrupt seed. They hurt like you with no cure in sight, it's self-destructing. Maintain a daily regimen of vitamins like the nonsense that you be texting when you stop abruptly. A wave of sickness soon appears. I become ill. I need a doctor just to give me mental therapy and a psych bill. Then, without just cause, without a trace, it's time you move on. I then spread what you have given me like pre-purchased gray poupons. Infect another and another. All my sisters and my brothers, it is time to unite. Can't let the love monster come through and damage all that's in sight. We gotta fight for our rights. I gotta know before this thing goes any further your intention. If there's ill will involved, then count me out. Grant me suspension. I'll just move on to another, infect him with my disease. And then another and another. Let love do what it please. Before you come sideways with all that baby, please, you must first and foremost be cognizant that I am a queen. There we go. That's the love monster.
You know what? Let me tell you one of the things, guys. You know, and I'll keep saying it all night because this is what it's about. Each contributor to this book. This book brings a talent that's uniquely theirs. So you're not going to hear the same rambling on. That's not what this book is about. You're going.
Right.
You're getting.
Right.
15 different talented individuals bringing their unique talent from where they are, what their experiences with, whatever that subject is. When I tell you, you're not going to find any duplicate pieces that sound like each other. That's not what this is about. The only thing that they have in common is in the same section. And so, and as you heard Faith Walker say, yo, make sure she does that love monster, because he read the book and he read the book and got different pieces from folks who were like, hey, oh, this is hot, that's hot. And let me tell you something. I don't think that it's pretty hot to think. The reading of this book is going to take them out of my path because it's good writing from a good place. And these individuals really laid it down. So, as Doc, which I'm used to calling you.
Cashmere, tell you what, Cashmere, tell them where they can get their autographed copy from and any information you want to give them. The floor is yours.
All right. I deactivated my Facebook page. I just needed some air. But when I re-deactivate it, because I will, you can find me facebook.com/s.hoffa. That's S-D like David, O-T-H-O-F-F-A. And you can email me, Go Further Entertainment, GoFurtherEntertainment @gmail.com. Or give me a call on my jack, 757-453-LIFE. Break it down at 757-453-5433. And thank you, KL. Shout out to Braven Publishing. Shout out to Tiffany. Shout out to the whole team, for everybody. Like, this book is official tissue, people. Please cop your copies as soon as possible. You will not be disappointed.
We're going to talk. I got the email. We're going to talk real soon about that.
Yeah,
we're
going to
kick
we need to.
But actually, you can give me a call later on tonight. I'll be up a little bit if you want. So when you're done your show, give me a call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Listen, that's
peace, everybody.
That's Cash, everyone. That is Cash, everyone. It is Reality and Relationships, and it's Thursday night. We're going to go a little bit longer because I know we normally go to 10 o'clock, but we're going to go a little bit longer tonight because I'm having too much fun. My man Rich is with me. So we're going to keep it going. We have another of the Wordplay poets on. I believe we have Terrell K. Mercer, who is on the line. Brother, you there?
Yeah. Thank you for accepting my collect call. I greatly appreciate it. Only get 5 minutes here.
No problem, brother. Let me tell you something. Every lineup has to have a character, a dude who has nice, it's actually a unique energy. Terrell K. Mercer is a wonderful brother. He's actually a very good brother. I met him at the conference you heard me and Ayani Melee speak about earlier, and I heard the brother perform. I loved where he went with his piece, where he took his piece, and him and I sat down and talked. I was running the idea by him when we talked, and so when I made that decision that I was going to go ahead and go forward, he was definitely one of the brothers that I had in mind because I just like his style and where he comes from with his. But enough about that. I want you to introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are, and you can let them know how we met and how it led forward to the wordplay process.
I am Terrell K. Mercer. I'm one of those people that I really don't like to talk about me. Definitely, I tell people all the time, people like, what inspired me as an artist? My thing is, you know, I'm inspired by many but influenced by none. I try my best to listen to God and what direction he wants me to go in. I'm that cat that, like, if everybody's going left, I'm going to go right. Not on purpose. It just happens that way. definitely motivated by my family. The Lord has truly blessed me with a beautiful home. I have nothing to complain about. I'm like the opposite of the way I was raised. But you know, it's just I'm just a love life person, man. You know, my whole thing is LOL. I'm trying to love out loud every day,
gotcha.
And do my best to inspire and touch anybody every chance that I get.
So, what was your trek like from the time I asked you about being a part of this to finally getting done? And I know we got some things to touch on, so I got you on that too. And I appreciate you bringing
attention. Yeah, I believe it was just crazy because I actually decided to make that trip like at the last minute. You know, things were kind of tight. I didn't know if I could get the time off. And then I was just like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to go ahead and do that. You know, I got off work, took a nice 5-hour trip by myself, trying not to go to sleep behind the wheel. But, you know, the Lord blessed it. But it was one of those things where, you know, things happen for a reason. I truly believe there's no such thing as chance meetings, you know. So I really know that I had to be there not just to, like, not to promote myself as a writer or as an artist, but I really feel that I was there to meet you, in all honesty, meet you, Zion, and everybody else that I was able to connect with at that time. So I'm truly thankful for that. And it was crazy because when you and I talked about it, I had been recently burned by partaking in another anthology. I even shared with you that I was like, you know, I'm kind of skeptical about doing these ever again. And when you hit me up, I was like, did he not listen to me? Did he not just hear me say, like, I was burned, I'm not doing this, you know? But what's crazy is this is out, and the anthology I took part in at first still has yet to see the light of day.
Wow.
But, you know, no complaints. No, you know, I just look at all as experience. And I thank you for your words of wisdom and encouraging me at that moment when you heard me saying that I'm not going to do this again. Because I think if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't have contributed to this great project that I'm blessed to be a part of.
I got you. Well, you know, I think when I heard you perform your piece, also when you said, hold on, I want to get it right, because I want to make sure y'all get it the right way. The fact that you took care and concern in how we heard your piece. It wasn't, I'm just going to do it anyway. And then when I got to see some of the stuff that you put out there on social media, you know, it was, I heard what you said about people burn you, but I know, and trust me, I'm going through it myself. I'm on my way to small claims court with a couple of folks myself. But one of the things that I realized is that I felt the positive energy from you. I could see it in the way that you set up your table. I could see it in the way that you discussed what you do and how the causes behind with abuse and other things. And then also it was the way that you placed your words together with your subject matter, and especially in talking about your children. You know, and I think, and being a man of God, you know, myself, we tend to can tell when our spirits are moving in similar directions, because that weekend was so big with everyone that I met, just seeing other folks who was of the same faith doing positive things business-wise made me go, you know what, how can I go wrong if I have a positive brother like that? As well as a talented brother. See, it wasn't just, oh, let's put him on. You're a talented brother. I know you don't like talking about yourself, so I'll jump and grab the mic for you. Because you're a talented dude. Whether laughing, joking, playing, I listen and I watch the things that you put out there and the phone conversations that we have. You're also a meticulous dude. And I think that keeps me on my toes. And I like that. And I appreciate that, because I think too often people will just let things be and not say anything. I think these are all the things that brothers and sisters, not just of the faith, but in general, we need to be able to share with each other when things have gone wrong, just so we can put it up on the table. Look, bro, I would love to do this, but I've already, you know, went this route, because that puts the pressure back on the person. If you're going to come back, you better have things in order, because the man already told you, or the woman already told you, what the situation is.
True.
You know, so that's something for me. Here's what I want to tell them. Not just about the wordplay. Tell me about your other work that you have out right now. Give me something about your background with your other work.
As far as my other work, I'm one of those cats. I don't think I've been doing spoken word that long, but I've been writing for a while. But I was blessed that roughly going on 3 years, I came up with my first book. It was called Life Hymns and Love Notes through the Revolutionary Disciple Media. I did that with Jackie and Angela. You know, the Lord blessed them to be, blessed me to be in their lives and them to be in mine, that I was able to do that book. It's basically a collection of poetry, short letters and things that I had written over time. And I separated it based upon, you know, basically life. I wrote pieces that were speaking about life. Hymns, I did it. It was just like, I wasn't born and raised in church, but I just have a passion for hymns. I don't know. I don't really like gospel music, but I just love hymns. And I think about something that my pastor often says. He says, the reason you're drawn towards hymns is because hymns were penned with a purpose. It wasn't penned to make you move. It wasn't penned to make you get up. It was penned with the purpose to speak to you. And I'm actually drawn to those. And it was just crazy how I was able to compare some of my pieces to hymns from like the 1760s and things like that. And to have that done. And so the other part is Love Notes. It's basically letters to my help me, letters to my kids, letters to my family, letters to people who really don't like me, letters to those that are going on. And it was just, I was writing it for me, but I was writing it so anybody else really could relate to it. And along with that, I did an audible accompaniment I called it Lifetimes of Love Notes, the Audible Experience, where I actually recited a few of the pieces that were in the book. But as far as project-wise, before that, I was actually with the outreach organization called Blockheads, and we did a CD called Enough with the Noise in, like, 2004. And that was, like, my first opportunity to really come out with spoken word and share my gift with people. But, yeah, that's basically it.
So I tell you what, buddy.
I suck at interviews, man. I'm just letting you know. I'm just...
You're doing great, man. You're doing great. Don't even worry about that. Here's what I want you to do. You have to. I want you to choose a piece. Tell them what section that you're choosing a piece from, and give them a little sample. Give them something of what you do, so they can get a feel for you.
Okay. The piece that I'm going to do from the book is from The Essence Of, and it's called Must Be The. I love music. I tell people all the time, you know, you grab my MP3 player, you don't know what you're going to hear. You may hear Beethoven, you may hear some Metallica, you may hear some Zeppelin, you may hear some Bob, you may hear some 12 Girls band from over in China. You know,
yeah.
you never know what you may hear. And everybody, I feel like, you know, you ask somebody, you know, what song would you put into the soundtrack of your life? I feel like everybody is motivated by music, they're moved by music, all types, all genres. And I just chose this piece because I feel like this was the one piece that I really wrote from a performance piece perspective. The other pieces I wrote from a heart. I wrote to be read and enjoyed, but I just feel like this one right here, I really got to do live somewhere sometime soon.
Gotcha. Excellent.
So, without further ado, this is Terrell Carey. I'll do Must Be The. Gotta stretch a little bit. From the open sonata of birth, the cries as you exit the womb, to the last cleft begun before you enter the tomb, lies live through redemption songs, blues infused with all your rights and wrongs. Sang, sister, sang as the notes are belted out, touching your innermost, creating a tingling sensation until it's felt all about. Fingers tips tap to the flatted A's and sharpened B's, body reacting to the symposium, gyrating wasting buckle knees. Speak to me. I feel these words are about my life. Meet me at my lowest lows and my highest possible heights. Let me reach for the quarter note hidden behind that bass. Let this song cry for me because I refuse to let tears roll down my face. This is what it sound like. This is what it feel like. DJ, play this song again. That's my jam all night. Ladies to the front. Fellas to the front, there's a party going on. Maestro, give them what they want. Conductor, take the baton to the cue woodwinds. Slightly nod for the brass to come in when the cello solo ends. Let me fill the hole to the 16th note. My heartbeat as I relate to all the words that the psalmist wrote. I'm feeling this. It was written just for me, for it's so soothing and defining this moment. So it must be the music.
Very nice. Outstanding, brother. Outstanding. And again, you're proof of why folks need to pick up this book because, like I said, 13, yes, it's an odd number, but you know, originally I was going to go with 12, but I remember when I put it together, 13 fit. It just fit, and I believe going back and looking at all the pieces that you guys wrote, I honestly, and I'll keep saying it, I believe that all of you were moved to a different place with your work, and I don't know if it was because of the other 12 or just the idea that you didn't want to be the guy at the bottom of the totem pole. I don't know. I just know that all of you brought pieces that when someone sits down and if they give this book its due, they're going to find something that they can connect with because y'all took it a lot of places, spiritually, physically, financially, and not in a negative way. It was just, again, to the soul. And that was my goal. And I'm going to tell you something. I am honored that you said yes. I am proud of the pieces that you and all of you guys have placed in this book. So don't worry about the interview because, trust me, when they get the book, they're going to understand exactly who you are and what you do. And with that said, why don't you tell them where they can get an autographed copy from you if they want to get an autographed copy from you?
To contact me, you can basically, I can be like easy and say Google me, because I am Googleable. But pretty much to get a contact me as far as purchasing the book, I'm on Facebook, Terrell K. Mercer. Or same thing with Gmail, TerrellKMercer@gmail.com is just one big old thing. Same thing at Twitter, Terrell K. Mercer. That's how you know it's me. It's Terrell K. Mercer. It's just on Instagram, Terrell K. Mercer. Just TerrellKMercer. That is me.
Appreciate it, brother. Listen, again, I thank you for coming on tonight, man. And listen, we definitely got to sit down and talk anyway. And I thank you. My wife thanks you. And Braven Publishing thanks you. Because it's brothers like yourself who allow me to keep doing what I do, because I want the world to get to know you. I want them to get to know your talent. I want them to get to know all of you guys, because I think what all of you are about as individuals, not just poets, just as men and women, I think the world should get to know. And you're definitely a talent. And guys, please stop by his Facebook page. Check out some of his videos. Go on YouTube. Look up Terrell.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. YouTube. Yeah, YouTube. YouTube.com/QuoteChrist. I forgot about that.
There you go.
I've been neglecting that. Yeah.
His videos, they're great listens. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, you got to give poetry its due. It's something that has been kind of bastardized in the last couple of years. Some folks have kind of beat it in the head and took it off to the side. But there's poets, there's spoken word artists, and they're all out there. Well, in this book, we have a little bit of everything. So, brother, I want to thank you again for coming on and sharing a couple of minutes with me.
I'm very honored to have you on. I'm very honored to be part of the project. Thank you guys for allowing me part of something great, man. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That's Terrell K. Mercer, everyone. Terrell K. Mercer. And definitely. I hit the boss up. I told him we're going to go a little longer tonight because I know we normally off the air at 10 o'clock. We still got some folks on the line. I'm going to get to those phone calls. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. I want to play the Wordplay theme song. I know we play it every week, but I want to play the Wordplay theme song. And what I want you to listen to, and I don't know if you pay attention to it, this was created by Brother Faith Walker, who was on earlier tonight, along with another brother that he works with in the studio. He worked out all 13 of the poet's names into this piece, as well as Tiffany and I, as well as Tiff and I's nicknames. So Tiff's nickname is Little B, mine is Big Dog. He worked it all into the piece, and I think it's hot. So check out the Wordplay theme song. We're going to come right back after the Wordplay theme song. We're going to take a couple of phone calls. We're going to go about a half an hour tonight. I got the okay from the chief of GQ Palace Radio. He said we're going to go a half. And so we can get to your phone calls, your thoughts about the poets. Might even maybe have a poet sneak in and call in from the Wordplay book. There's still a few out there. I know they're all doing some things. So we'll be back right after the theme play of Wordplay 2. This is relationship. This is reality and relationships. I'm KL Bell. My lovely wife is still out there doing her thing. And so, see you in a few.
Take the war out to the field. God is real, I'm glad you know. I sent you living sore. Cutting cords till they bury me. I'm Carol K. Mercer. Mercer world's waxing worse. Mercer real man is living to these for his murder. Burning that new cannon. Holy scriptures is my cannon. Holy Ghost got me panic. Got me dancing on a planet. Tim Steele, I'm real. You can call me Man of Steel. I'm guided by the North Star. I'm looking to the hill. Straight walker, straight walker. Nothing new about my yoga. You speaking that word, hate. It only makes the pain stronger. Call me more Lacey. Authentic, don't trace me. It's the image of God. The looking heart when you face me. Elijah Gabriel, there's peace up in the storm. He stretched out his hands from a rose I was formed. I'm kissing, I'm a honking. Your ways, mouthpiece. I'm ushering the presence. Prophetic sound, peace, peace. A word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. Yes, we were publishing a word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. What? We were publishing a word of life. Yes, we were publishing. I'm a poet at heart. Leroy, call me P-Boy. P is for poetry. The poetry is me, boy. My name's K.L. Might as well call me O.K. My word has decision with precision. It's my wordplay. Tiffany Braxton. Jehovah is my passion. I'm making marriage cool again. A pool of satisfaction. I'm writing from the heart. That's the way that it should be. A word resurrecting folks. Reforms of which it could be. A wordplay. My word play. My word play. My word play. In the beginning was a word. Have you heard about that word play? Big dog, little B. We follow what the word say. In the beginning was a word. Have you heard about that word play? Big dog, little B. We follow what the word say. Word play.
Talking about reality and relationships. I'm your host, K.L. Belvin. That was the Wordplay theme song. We have been talking of Wordplay 2 Anthology, The Foundation of Soul. 13 authors, 12 subjects connected to the word soul from 10 states, all in one book. We have two authors from Georgia, one author from Texas, Alabama, Minnesota, South Carolina, two authors from Virginia. We have an author from North Carolina, New York, of course, two from New Jersey, and one from Massachusetts. So you have from the east to the west and everything in between. It touches on the spiritual side. It touches a little bit of everything. But like I said, no profanity. That was one of the stipulations, no profanity, and we pulled it off. This book can be read by anyone. I am working on trying to get this book in schools and libraries. So I please ask you to offer your assistance. Contact me at www.bravenpublishing.com. Info at bravenpublishing.com is my email address. KL Belvin, of course. Hit me up if you'd like a copy. Hit me up if you'd like some information. If you have someone that you need me to speak to try to get the books to a certain place, let me know, because this is what it is. And we are a faith-based company. We are an African-American company. I own the business, and my wife and I are trying to do the best we can to put quality books into the hands of readers who just want something a little bit different. And this is what we're trying to do. So, and I appreciate all the poets who said yes. Now, we have a couple of phone calls. We have callers on the line. I'm sorry if you had to wait so long, but I wanted to make sure we got the poets on. So, Roger, I know you've been holding for some time. Are you there, Roger?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
How we doing, Roger? How's it going?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good.
All right. How you enjoyed the show so far?
I loved it, man. It was absolutely amazing. Someone told me about it. I'm located here in Florida, by the way. And I had a cousin of mine who told me about it who knew someone in, I believe, South Carolina. And
okay.
It was kind of amazing to me because I'm actually trying to do some things in my community that's pertaining to poetry. And when I heard that, it just blew my mind. I was just like, wow. Like, wow, this is going on. Like, wow. You know, so I'm kind of excited about it. And I would like to ask, man, like, what type of, if for someone who's trying to step out like me to get something like going on for the community that's pertaining to poetry, what type of encouragement or moves that you would tell someone who started from scratch?
That's a great question, brother. The first thing that I'm going to tell you is you got to get some very thick skin, because you're going to have to go into waters that are not used to having poets in. And what you got to understand is, remember, don't try to get people to buy into poetry directly, because they almost have a natural aversion to it. What you want to do is get them to understand who you are. Get them to understand what you're attempting to do through poetry, how you're either helping to enlighten or heal or whatever the message is. Centered around who you are, and that is just going to be done in a poetic form. People will respond to quality writing. As you've listened tonight, you've heard quality pieces from all the poets. And so if you have a unified theme around what you're trying to do, then you can get folks to support the cause. People love to support causes. You know, if the homeless guy jumps up and says, I'm dying of cancer, but I just want to see my mom one last time, somebody will champion that cause. And somebody will start to raise money to get him to get on a bus to go see his mom. Now, hopefully he really does have a mom that's sick, but people love to champion a cause. So what you do is you create the theme around what the poetry is actually going to be, and then you go out and market it that way. Also, what you want to do is look at local organizations, local clubs that will let you have open mics, open up the floor, and maybe get some local poets who have maybe even stashed away, who, you know, maybe feeling the same way you are, there's no outlet, who can come out and then take some video. Video is always a good way. It's also an inexpensive way to be able to show folks what you're trying to do. And I understand this, let me tell you this right now. You're not going to make a lot of money at first. You may not even make any money after a while. But if you can just get folks to believe in the cause, if you can stay behind what it is that you're trying to do, doors will start to open, and it's going to take some time. And if you're paying attention to the authors that was on, you hear that if you are strong about your convictions, you're going to gravitate to other folks as well as they're going to gravitate to you, which is then going to open up the door for other opportunities. I held my ground on my belief that poetry is what I wanted to start with, even though all the books said don't do it. Through doing that, I've met some tremendous people. I met Elisa Gabriel, who opened up the door for me to write a fictional story, which then allowed me to be in a book with one of the poets that's in the book, Mark Lacey. Well, that opened up the door for me to be with two other brothers who was in that book, who now we're doing a book that's coming out later on in September. So if you hold your convictions and you're strong about it and your talent is there, well, then you can actually get other folks to gravitate to you. Now, local organizations, local community centers, places that have youth are always looking for things that youth can do. So maybe say maybe guarantee that you'll show up for an hour or two on different days and maybe help the young men write poetry as a way to release some of the demons that they're dealing with. But there's
exactly
a lot of things that you can do.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, man. You don't understand how I feel right now. I'm a man of God, and one of them things. I know that you said money. I see a need for the children in the community to release a lot of anger, a lot of stress, a lot of pain. And that's my main focus is surrounded, you know, by what I'm trying to do. So the money, you know, I feel like it's gonna come if it, you know, when it gets to that point. I'm not even looking for that. I'm trying to change, you know, the inner pain that's built inside our youth because they're in need of it. You know, we look at it every day. It's full of, you know, nonsense, man. And I feel like poetry would be a great way to for our seeds to release that.
Well, what you got to do is you got to create it for yourself. And like I said, it's got to be start with the church and start with the schools. And you know, like it's like the guy when they asked him why he robbed the bank, he said because that's where the money's at. Well, church is where people are. School is where the kids are. So if you can start something at church, well, at least you know you're reaching to their parents. If you can then go to the schools and offer your services free of charge, ain't no principal going to not like that. You just got to make sure your background is checkable. So when you show up, you say, my fingerprints have been checked, my background has been checked, here's what I want to do. Even if you just give me 5 or 6 kids to work with twice a week to try to get them to release some of that anger through poetry and then bring samples of your work with you. You know, you can create MP3 CDs now for next to nothing. Drop off a CD that's organized the right way with a nice label on it. Give it to the principal and say, well, just take a listen to some of the work that I do. You have Audacity.com. You have a lot of other you have Audacity, the program that you can get from Audacity.com. There's a lot of programs that you can sit down and create well-done MP3s yourself that you ain't got to spend any money on that you can drop with a principal and say, this is a little sample of what I do. I'd like to get your young men to do the same thing. Start with your church. You know, people forget when you throw your money in that basket, it's for the church to be able to grow, but it's also to give you a voice in your own church. So if you're a regular member of a church, you can go to your pastor and say, I want to start a ministry for the young men, and I want some of the young men in the church, you know, to hang out with me after Sunday service so we can sit down and do some things. Or I want to come on a Saturday. Can you open up the church and we have some of these young men come connected to some of the things they like? We'll play some basketball for an hour. We'll write some poetry for an hour. So, you know, hoops and whatever. But the idea is you got to go to where they are and give folks reason to get behind your theme. And then poetry will just be one of the vehicles that you drive.
All right. And I greatly appreciate it, man. I'm just, y'all don't know this. To me, this is like amazing. This is like an underground phone call thing that I had no idea about.
Well, you better reach out to your brother in South Carolina or reach out to me. Get a copy of Wordplay so where you can walk around with it under your arm so that way you can show folks that it's doable, that it's possible. Also, because there's no profanity in the book, you can sit down with anybody and just show them what the brothers and sisters are doing around the country. We have quite a few men and women of God in the book, so there are definitely some pieces that come from that particular place which will reach out and grab some people's attention. But every one of the talents in the book, I purposely chose them because I have a respect for their talent. I have a respect for who they are. They come from a very positive place. I'm a 15-year educator in the New York City Department of Education. I'm not going to place my name on anything from my company that a principal or parent can say, now that guy is teaching my children, not going to happen. And so none of the books that we put out on our website are going to be books that are going to be contrary to what I feel as a man of God and as I feel as an educator. So definitely make sure you stop by www.bravenpublishing.com and check out what we do. And if there's anything I can help with, if there's anything that I can, just reach out. info@bravenpublishing.com. Send me an email. If there's some things that I can help with, let me know.
All right. I will check that out, and you will be receiving an email from me. And I greatly appreciate it. How often do y'all have the phone calls like this?
Man, we're on every Thursday night, God willing, from 8 to 10. We're going extended tonight, so you actually jumped in at the right time. Every Thursday, normally it's my wife and I. We cover every aspect of relationships, and you can actually go to blogtalk.com/GQ Palace Radio, and you can look up some of the archives of our shows and just look for reality and relationships. Also, you have a pen on you?
Actually, I could get one, but I may have to, you know.
Don't worry about it. I don't want you to run nowhere because you can always go back and listen to the show. But what you do is we have a blog, Making Marriage Cool Again, at blogspot.com. on our blog, my wife and I, we do a seminar on Making Marriage Cool Again. We put some of the shows there also, as well as on Facebook. We're Making Marriage Cool Again. You can actually go to our Facebook page, and we put some of the shows there. You can always go and listen to them there. We're here every Thursday. Also, GQ Palace Radio has shows on the same radio station that you're listening to. If you're calling in from the phone, same phone number that you can listen to the shows. And there's shows that are on all week long. There's a very good spiritual show on Sunday nights that you should tune in. I believe it starts at 7 or maybe 8, but you can check the website. Fantastic music, spiritual music, a definitely spiritual-based show. And you can definitely check out all the shows. So there's a little something for everything, but definitely make sure you check out GQ Palace Radio blog, blogtalkradio.com/GQ Palace Radio. Oh, you just and every night except for Saturday.
All right.
You can always go back to archives and take a listen.
All right, I will do.
When you send me the email, I'll send you. So when you send me the email, KL Belvin, just send it to KL Belvin, info@bravenpublishing.com. I'll send you all our links, all our information. We'll network, and whatever I can help you with, whatever I can share with you, whatever information I can give you to establish what you're going to do down in Florida, I'll do that for you. Just make sure you reach out to me.
All right, man. I will reach out to you, man. I'm, man. Y'all just don't know. I got a big Kool-Aid smile on my face. Y'all just understand. I greatly appreciate it, man.
No problem, brother. Say a prayer for all of us, man, so that we can all wake up in the morning and keep doing what we do.
All right, we'll do. Be blessed.
All right, brother. Be blessed. Thank you for calling in tonight. That was Roger, everyone. All right, we have one more caller. I believe T is on the line. T, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Good evening.
You.
Thank you for holding on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Too blessed to be stressed, though. I miss you guys, too. I called in. It was kind of late, so... you know, I'd be trying to handle other little things, but I did call in. It was just a little bit late, though.
Gotcha.
But
how's everything going?
I got to say, I have truly, truly enjoyed every one of the points tonight. The music, everything is on point.
Thank you.
And with that being said, I'm going to have to give me a book. And I don't even, I'm not one of those people that will pick up a book and be like, not me. But listening to the poems and the poetry, I got to.
Thank you.
I got
you
to.
That.
Because, oh, wait. It was just beautiful. Everything.
Well, you know, that's the one thing that when we put it together, you know, my wife and I with our company, one of the things that we try very hard is to make sure that we put quality works out. So when people come to us, now people pay us to help them put their work together. So even though they're paying their money, if the product that they want to put together is something that's anti what we are as a couple, what we are with our faith, what we are as teachers and mentors, we won't take their dollars. We'll tell them no thank you, because we're never going to sell out our faith simply because somebody wants to hand us some money. We'll leave it on the table. And we've gotten burned in the past by folks who have come to us under cloak and they've been one way, and then when we did the work and it turns out it's something else. And as I said earlier, I got to go to small claims court now to try to close the door to a couple of bad deals. But I don't stress simply because when we finish this book right here, I said as we were putting it together, I thought this was one of our best works ever. And when I went back over it after it was completed and I held it in my hand, the reason why I know this to be the case, I had dreamt of this cover some time ago. I found a designer who I had never worked with before, and when I contacted him, I had his information given to me like a year and a half earlier. When I reached out to him, he said, "No problem, brother, send me what you have." I sketched my idea down on a piece of paper. He created it from that sketch, just as I saw it. And then when the author started to say yes, now this was a process that started when I got back from North Carolina in July of last year, that we sent the contracts out in August. So by September, everyone had said yes, they were committed, and then we gave them 2 months, almost 3 months to get their work done. They were all pretty much done on time, on the deadline that we had set. And so... The line with the from 10 different states. We have one young lady who's actually producing a movie right now, the young lady Crystal Center Brown. She's a touring poet who tours the nation. Mark Lacey tours the nation. So we got touring poets. We got some. This is their first time out. But the beautiful thing about the book, it's connected to the soul. And it's great writing. So whether you've read poetry or not, as you read someone's words about the particular section, because we broke it into 12 chapters, all are connected to the soul. And when you read it, you're going to come away going, wow, I feel that, and I understand that, and I respect that, or I love that. And as you heard tonight, even the names alone, if you just look at the names, you're going to want to read the poems.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And that killed it with Love Monster because,
yes.
You know,
and I can't wait for Tiffany to publish her book.
Yeah.
The one that you were talking about last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and the Love Monster thing, just so much of it, you know, I've been through. And the one about her, what was her name?
Nadia Buchanan with
her mom. Yeah, Kashmir. Talking about her father.
That was Nanette. Nanette did about her father. Kashmir did a Love Monster.
Okay. Well, her talking about her father, thank God I've never had to go through that.
But
that brought tears to my eyes. I was like, you know, because so many kids go through that now. You know.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. You need to check out Nanette Buchanan's iPen. You know, she's going to kill me. Hold on, let me bring it up the right way. Because her first book talks about someone who finds out about family secrets. It's, let me see, let me get it right. Because it talks about the family secrets that that go on and how, you know, people don't talk about these family secrets. And then you turn out and you done met your brother, or you were dating your brother, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
She put it out there, and I'm going to tell you something. Maybe I just want to make sure I bring this up the right way, because I want to make sure I give out the right information. There we go. Because her books really, really get to the heart of the matter. Of things. Great reads. And I'm going to tell you something. iPen design, that's what it is. I wanted to make sure I got it the right way, because Nanette is she's on point. She's on Facebook, too. So you can actually add her at Nanette Buchanan.
She's on your page.
Yeah, she's on my page. And you can just put in Nanette is NANETTE BUCHANAN. And you can add all her information. And she should have a picture of all her books. But you can definitely, whichever one you get the wordplay copy from, whether you get it from us, from any one of the poets that's listened to tonight,
mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous thing. See, I don't have a problem. Like, I'm not one of those publishers where I'm going to try to sell everyone a book. I don't care which poet you get it from. I don't care who you get it from. The idea is that you got it, that you read it, and you share and tell other people, because all the individuals that you listen to tonight are also entrepreneurs. They're all African-American entrepreneurs from the states that they're in, and they are out doing business for themselves. This is another thing that brought, like, Terrell K. Mercer is doing work with Ayana Mele's company. Elise Gabriel put Mark Lacey and myself in The Soul of a Man, so we have a connection from a book that we did in the past. Faith Walker and some of the others that didn't come on tonight, I met them. I now have them working with me, and we've gone back and forth. And these are and Suzette down in Virginia, she works a whole poetry set down there that they have regular poetry get-togethers. So now her now being a published author will open up the door for other poets that she's working with. So when I hear folks of color say, well, folks ain't making progressive moves, no. My wife and I are trying to show folks that it's possible. We're doing it.
Right,
sometimes
right.
We're doing it with no return, but we do it because we supporters going to support us, and he has been.
Right.
And this is radio.
Yeah, I've heard Faith speak before on Spiritual Sunday, and they will bring tears to your eyes.
Yeah. Let me say something.
I mean, it's
Walker,
just a blessing, though.
Faith Walker has a song. Faith Walker can put together in music things that'll really make you nod your head to, but if you listen to what he's saying, as an individual in his music. You know, when he did the Wordplay theme song, and he worked in all 13 poets, as well as with Tiff and I, and he put that information in there. You know, that takes a lot of talent to be able to say something that's rhyming to 13, actually 15 individuals if you include Tiff and I. And, you know, he put together a piece that it hasn't been exposed yet, but he put a piece together for Rich for GQ Palace Radio. And he even told me, he said,
wow,
bro, I'm just a monster. He just has to send it to me, and I'm going to forward it on to Rich. Is that, and he
wow.
does it for free. He does it for free because him and I have a relationship, because when he was in a real bad place, a lot of folks who said they had his back just disappeared. And we were part of a collection of 10 spiritual poets. When he had this negative situation, not any one of those stepped up to support me.
Wow.
And when I call somebody a friend, and when I say I'm going to be there, I'm a man of my word. And I've seen him through those dark times. And the beauty of it is, once he got back upright, he didn't forget that. And anything
right,
that I
right.
need, he does for me. And I don't take advantage of it, but what I want the world to see is his talent. So that's why we play
the
Wordplay.
He definitely got it.
That's why we play the Wordplay song every week, because I want folks to understand. And he puts together some outrageous things, and I mean outrageously talented. But actually, everyone in this book, if you get the chance, Peace in the Storm, Publications, if you see Elisa Gabriel's work, The Soul of a Man is one of the best books that I've ever been a part of. And 13 brothers writing from fictional and non-fictional positions of men overcoming negative situations through our faith. And we won an award in 2009. And actually, they're all on my website, but these are the things that we have to get behind.
Right.
These are the things,
as always, I want to show love, but I want to also, you know, just say how great everyone was, everyone that was on here tonight.
But before you go, you know, I ain't going to let you go without telling folks. tell them about, you know, listen, it's Shameless Plug Thursday anytime I'm on. So go ahead and tell them about your show.
I am on Wednesdays from 7 to 9. I am one of the hosts of With Love Fantasy, the Diva Squad, and my other host is Rachel.
Yes.
And we are Love Fantasy, where we do grown and sexy topics and play the best slow jams, old and new.
Oh,
and you can tune in every Wednesday. And immediately following our show, we have stand-up comedy and with our host, Chicky Chick.
Yes, he called
so
in.
So you don't
want
to miss Wednesdays. As well as, now, you know, I got to tell you about our CEO, which is tomorrow night, everyone. Tune in from 6 to 9 to Love and Entertainment with our very own host, CEO, Rich Money.
That's right.
We do
Rich
big
Money.
Things on Friday.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Every day, basically.
Shout out to
Sunday,
Rich Money.
Spiritual Sunday. And you, the time is 7 to 9, and then Messenger of Light immediately following Lavina's show.
Yeah. Thank you. I got to sit down and write all these down so I can make sure I get them all the right way. So I can just run off. You better than me. I'm still trying. I just say every night. I tell them every night but Saturday. Just tune in every night. That's all you do.
If you need to, well, Lavina or Rich can do it, or I can do it. I have every last one of them. It's like I almost all got them down packed by heart.
You can send it to me too, because I got to get that, because I'm going to keep it right here next to the radio. So this way, when we in or out of commercials, I can definitely take care of that. But guys, if you're listening, guys, this is what it's about. This is the host of Wednesday show, and Rich is in the background. He's the host of the Friday show. Stop saying that there's nothing out there for brothers and sisters of color, because there is. The only thing is we have to support it. We support it by not only listening in, by telling a friend to listen in. And then pick the shows that you like. If you like a particular thing, there's something for everybody on every night. Support that. Get other people who like what you like. Build up that following, because then it opens up the doors for sponsors to come and want to do business with us. It then expands what we do. It's what I do as a publisher. It's what I do as a husband. It's what I do as an educator and a mentor. I just put it out there, and I let the Lord guide whatever's going to happen, wherever he's going to go. My wife and I are on the cusp of some great things. How do I know? Feel it. I don't know if it's going to be yet. I just know with everything that's been thrown in front of us, I know some great things are coming, and this radio show was one of those blessings, and I thank Rich for staying here. And he told me he had a little secret plan when I was a guest on his show, what he wanted to do, and so here I am. I thank all you guys, and I'm glad to be part of the family. And again, I thank you, Chief, for always the kind words.
No problem. And tell Tiffany hello, and I missed her tonight.
Well, she's out doing the hobnobbing thing. She's shaking hands and eating fine food. She better bring me back a plate. That's all I know. the next week's conversation will be husband and wives who are angry because they ain't get fed. But Jeff, hit me up. We can talk about coffee.
Okay.
All right. That is everybody, and one of our regular callers. We love her to death. Make sure you tune into her show on Wednesday. Well, guys, it is 10:36, and I have to definitely shout out to Rich Money for saying thank you for allowing me to stay on a little bit longer. I wanted to dedicate this show to Poetry Month. I think we have shown the world why this book is a special book. Now, you only got a few of the poems. There's 156 in this book, 13 poems, 13 poets, 12 subjects. I want to say thank you to Elisa Gabriel. Thank you to Ayanna Millay. Thank you to Brother Faith Walker, Sister Nanette Buchanan. Big shout out to Kashmir and Terrell K. Mercer. Don't worry about your interview skills. You did wonderful, brother. And I appreciate you coming on. Shout out to Roger for calling in. Wherever I can help, brother, don't hesitate to reach out. This is what God's people are supposed to do. And definitely shout out to T. And before we close, I want to say this. I had a death in my family. I found out about the passing of one of my favorite cousins yesterday. She was in pain, so I'm not as emotional as I probably normally would be because now she's not in pain anymore. Remember, we're not guaranteed any extended time. The Lord gives us what he wants to give us. He doesn't tell us when. So it's up to us to choose how to live each day with what's given to us. Don't wait to tell somebody you love them. Don't wait to do the things that your heart desires. Don't wait to go out here and make moves, even if you're going to fail, because at the end of the day, when they take that time away, it's gone. And so with the passing of my cousin, I've dedicated my life to rearranging some of the things because I want to do more. And I want to do better at the things that I'm doing and get better at the things that Tiff and I are attempting to do. If you have not listened or read on Facebook, I am trying to raise money to get my wife to Atlanta. I'm asking $1 or $2. And you can go to makingmarriagecoolagain.blogspot.com. There's a donation box on our Blogspot page there. And all we're asking is you donate $1 or $2 or any amount that you want to help get my wife to Atlanta. She's competing. She wants to compete for a national pageant. She's a representative here in New York of the Miss Plus America, and I know she's going to be mad if I got that wrong. And we had some things happen that caused us to not have the money that we thought we were going to have because of some things that happened out of our control. So now we're trying to raise the money, and the blessings have been coming, but we still need more. We have 13 days left to raise as much money as possible to get her to ATL. So I'm asking that you definitely do that. If making online donations is not your thing because you still think the Matrix is a real thing, then you can mail your contributions and donations to Braven Publishing, care of K.L. Belvin, P.O. Box 340-317, Rochdale, and that's R-O-C-H-D-A-L-E, Rochdale Village, New York, 11434. Any amount is appreciated. There's no such thing as a small gift. It's a big blessing, no matter how much it is. Every dollar counts to help me get my wife there. This is not about me. It's about her chasing her dream and me being the husband that I am, trying to get her to get her dream. I didn't want to mention that earlier because I didn't want to take away from the theme of the show. But if you come by my Facebook page, you come by her page, we've been putting it out there and we've been praying hard to get her there. And so if it's going to be, if the Lord has it in his will, then it's going to happen. So I'm not worried one way or the other. I want to thank everyone that listened tonight. And you know what? Pick up the copy of Wordplay, The Foundation of the Soul. You will not not be disappointed. It's an incredible book. I believe one of our best. www.bravenpublishing.com. Remember that April is Poetry Month. Support a poet, because it's hard enough for a poet out here. Support a poet and find out what real poetry is about. Thank you. Take care. God bless.
You know I love you, right?
Love you too.
Ain't nobody got what we got.
No, no. What are we doing, my baby?
Yes. Said built from the concrete, baby. Don't get no better than this.
Love to you.
Put you on a rocket flight. Keep on loving till we touch the sky.